Blog Talk Radio.
B-O-L.
I got a place in 6-7-0. So don't come knocking at my door. I got company coming round. So, whoa. So,
Doctor. the one and all, Magnifique Elite.
Oh. Transform, I can transform in, to hold, I can transform in. Mary, House of Escada presents Mission Possible House Ball, April 13th, 2013, in Dallas, Texas. Every single category is for cash. Grand prize, runway for $1,000. Mini grands include Butch Queen Legendary Performance for $500. Butch Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Stem Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Sex Siren for $500. Open to All Performance for $500. 60 Seconds of Fame Performance. Sing, Dance, or Lip Sync for $250. This will be an early event, with doors opening at 6 p.m. and LSS starting promptly at 7 p.m., followed by Grand March. Admission to this event is $30. Tables are $100 if purchased by April 1st, $150 afterwards. Free admission given to everyone tested, and the house or family with the most members tested receives $1,000. Second place house or family receives $500, sponsored by Abounding Prosperity. The icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, will be on the mic. The location, the luxurious Dallas Informant Building, located at 1950 North Stemmons Freeway in Dallas, Texas. Please contact Father Danny Escada for questions, for host hotel info, or for table purchases at 972-370-6473. Or the overall Father Neiman Marcus Escada via Facebook at Marcus Fox. Also, visit the event page on Facebook, Escada Mission Possible House Ball, for detailed information. Overall Father Tony Petrucci and Mother Kiki Carson presents the first annual Western New York People's Choice Awards Ball. There's no biz like showbiz. Mini grants include 250 Butch Queen Face, the Extraterrestrial, 500 Open to All Performance, the Showstopper, 500 Butch Queen Runway, Junkyard Wars, 500 Team Sex Siren, Sports Couple of the Year, 500 Female Figure Face, the Leading Lady, 1,500 Butch Queen Realness with a Twist, Artist of the Century, as well as $1,000 to the house with the most points. The first annual Western New York People's Choice Awards Ball. There's no biz like showbiz. Saturday, April 27th at 8:30 p.m. Location, the Holiday Inn, Buffalo Downtown, 620 Delaware Avenue, Buffalo, New York. Admission, $20. Tables, $100. This ball has been created for the people, by the people. Hosted by Mother and Father WNY, Mother Kiki Carson, and overall Father Tony Petrucci. For any details and information, contact Kiki Carson and Tony Petrucci on Facebook or visit the event page for detailed information. Father Brandon Lovin presents World Domination 2, The Revenge Edition. Saturday, May 18th. In Atlanta, Georgia. Mini grand, Big Girl's Face for $500. This will be the first category of the evening. $500 for Butch Queen Realness, 5 trophies. Thugs versus Pretty Boys versus Schoolboys versus Executives versus Legends. One cash winner. Grand prize, $1,013 for Butch Queen Foot and Eyewear. 2013 Spring Summer Edition. That's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. Hosted by Elijah Ebony and Jay Blonick. The location, 431 Fair Street, Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia. Doors open at 5 p.m. LSS at 7:30. $30 all night. First cash category will be at 8 p.m. And again, that's Mini Grand Big Girl Space. Tables, $100. Fully stocked. And I mean fully stocked. First come, first serve. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, the Revenge Edition. For more information, contact Father Brandon Lovin on Facebook. Also, that next day, Sunday, May 19th, there will be a kickball and spades tournament. North Carolina versus South Carolina versus ATL versus Alabama versus Florida versus the DMV. No house affiliation, just state versus state. Free food and refreshments. The winners of the kickball game will receive a big trophy, and the spades winners will receive cash prizes. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, the Revenge Edition, Saturday, May 18th, and the kickball and spades tournament, Sunday, May 19th, in Atlanta, Georgia. And again, for more information, contact Brandon Lovin on Facebook or visit the event page for more detailed information.
Erica Kane Mizrahi presents Definition of a Diva for Hollywood. Cash categories include Female Figure Realness for 100, Femme Queen Perfect 10, 150, Open to All Runway for 250, Open to All Sex Siren, 250, Realness with a Twist, $250 plus a $5 pot, and Grand Prize, Female Figure Performance for $1,200 plus a $10 pot. That's the Definitions of a Diva for Hollywood, hosted by Erica Kane Mizrahi. The location, Hickory House, 2420 South 4th Street, Louisville, Kentucky. $25 before 1 a.m., $30 all night after. Doors open at 12 a.m., LSS at 1 a.m. Tables, $100 in advance, no liquor. $150 with liquor. At the door, $150 with no liquor. Your MCs for the evening are the icon Jack Mizrahi and legendary Kevin Prodigy. For more information and host hotel rates, please visit the event page on Facebook, May 11th, or contact Erica Kane Mizrahi directly. Definitions of a Diva for Hollywood.
See, I'm trying to teach the girls, but they not listening. You wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. After the drink, they think me, I'm a bad girl. They wanna play all day, cause I'm a nasty girl. If you wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a bad girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a classy girl. You wanna be just like me, cut to the quick and take me. The tree wanna play all day, cause I'm a nasty girl.
Good evening, everyone, and how is everyone on this fine, wonderful, warm spring day on a Tuesday? Welcome to Tea Party Tuesday, and you all know that I am Prince Jason Bridge, and I am here to please the people. Let me know if you can hear me in the chat room. Hello, chat room. How are you? Hey, Prince, D-Love, what's going on? Hello to everyone in the Watchtower. Hello to everyone in Blog Talk Radio, period. So how is everyone this Tuesday? Without further ado, let's bring on the crew.
This Kiki is mine.
And you like it. You like the adulation, the applause.
Shade comes from
people
reading.
Cheering you on.
Reading came first.
It's an addictive high, like all highs,
is the real art form of insult.
You absorb as you
laugh,
take it. And you like
and
it. You absorb
laugh,
as you take it.
And
you like
keys,
it.
Laugh and kikis. Shade is, I don't tell you about it, but I
I don't have to tell you because you know.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up, brother?
Hey, brother,
hey,
how are you?
What's going on?
Hi, Enrique.
Hey,
how
Enrique.
Are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Is who else is with us?
Can y'all hear me?
Hi, hey, J-Rock, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling a little better.
Are you sick, J-Rock?
I was sick over the weekend, but I'm getting over it. But we had to do a lot of PT this morning, and I had to do a lot of, like, singing and cadence calling because nobody wanted to do it because they're scary as fuck. So I did a lot of yelling this morning.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I see your voice toss.
You better get rested up for this weekend for the ball.
Let me tell you something. My vacation starts, don't worry about it. Next week's show is going to be some pain. Just know.
Okay. All right now, J-Rock, all right now.
Oh, little brother, I wish I was near there. I'd fix you some chicken soup and put you to bed.
Mark already know what my plans are.
They was harsh, too. They was stern. I was like, eat. I was like, you going to go in there with me. I was like, okay. Where's Tiffany?
I don't know, but hey, overall West Coast mother body. How you doing? I'm a woman.
Not West Coast body.
So, guys, I don't know. What do you, I mean, well, tonight, one of the things that I wanted to do is we haven't done it in a while. I'm rambling. I'm sorry. I had a lot of stuff written down, a lot of stuff I want to cover tonight. I want us to play a game that we haven't played in a while, and it's, I think it's J-Rock's game. Tell them why you mad. So eventually we're going to get around to that. That is something that I wanted us to do tonight, to make light and have fun tonight. Have a little kiki. Let's see. Oh, child.
I'm going to be off and on, guys. You might hear a lot of noise in the background because I'm supposed to be going to Kelly Ebony's memorial thing for the ball, at the ball tonight. I'm supposed to be going there. So I'm going to be off and on, and I'll be giving updates with that as well, and probably send pictures and all that as well, too. So I'll be on, but I'll probably have my phone on mute a lot.
Well, if you're going to post pictures, let me say that now. To everyone that's listening from the Blog Talk Radio, if you're listening from the radio and you want to see the pictures and the things that Enrique posts from the memorial service, you may want to, if you have not already, you may want to join the Tea Party Room because that's where everything will be going down tonight. If you want to talk to the cast members, you can hit us up in the Tea Party Tuesday Room or London's Tea Party, however it is, I'm not sure. Oh, my God, who do I need to talk to about my neighbors and the weed that they smoke? I swear to God.
Bitch, I need to get down there with them neighbors now. I keep telling you that.
So already they're in the chat room talking about this video of Laomi. Has anyone seen the video? Because I haven't seen it. Where is
the video? Talking about the Laomi when she's talking about her and Erica Kane's dispute?
Something I think about drunk Laomi.
I don't know
if she was drunk though. I don't think she was drunk, but I just think she felt some type of way and she was expressing how she felt. But she might have been drunk. I don't know. She didn't seem drunk to me though.
Okay.
Was I the only one that's seen it? Mark, you haven't seen it?
No, honey.
No, I haven't seen it, so I don't know what's going on. Oh, was I added back to the official ballroom? So, no, I don't know. So, because y'all a little dry, honey.
I'm not dry.
We're
ain't nobody dry. We just keep cackling because I know everybody's want to know here. Let me say this first. Let me make this a little hot because I know I'm going to be off and on the show. So let me get my little tidbit part out the way. The whole picture thing that was in the groups, all these alleged Ron Porn, yes, with me involved with all that stuff. True that.
Damn.
Some of those,
yes,
pictures were me, but all that other shit that people tried to pin on me that I was supposed to have done, the raw shit, no, sir. That wasn't me. So all that little foolery that you're trying to do, all those cowards behind those fake names, some of those fake names I live for, but never the fact you guys are all cowards because you don't do or read anything under your real name like real folks do. No shade. But that's neither here nor there. So have fun with those pictures like I posted before, the ones on my face and stuff, all that. Yes, ma'am. But the other ones that you're trying to add tagging me to, that's mine. No, ma'am. Y'all can have that. And that fake credit card that you have on that, by all means, please do that. Please go ahead and check it and get purses and stuff, all that. And I'll just say that, yeah, this is my dime, and yes, the card is still active. So by all means, get live. We want you to. We're waiting. But other than that, I mean, it is what it is.
So wait, that really is your credit card number?
Of course it is.
Yes, oh, shit, what a number is, because...
Go in the official ballroom, it's right there, it's posted. Yes, by all means, please get some, please. And
Let me say this now.
You're welcome.
Okay,
and
I'm not going to get nothing personally. I'm just going to let some dummy, you know.
Right. You're welcome. Right, get
so,
live, bitch. But
so
I tell you, Monday, y'all come completely together. Completely. 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 No, first of all, the card is fake. She's not that wicked, because if anybody knows me, I'm kind of good with money, and I'm very careful with my credit cards and stuff. Yes, I do have a few, but I'm very careful. So for anybody to get that information, it's foolery. And I knew that she was off when she was trying to put my zip code. So she's not really familiar with the Baltimore area. So it is a motherfucking key. Because when I first saw it, I did get a little nervine, but then I read through the numbers. That's another thing. I know my credit. When I read through the numbers, like, child, now you're making up pictures. Now you're making up fake credit card numbers. Bitch, bye. But at the end of the day, you do what you need to do, because you're behind a screen name, a nun, ironically. So you can do what you need to do. And you can have fun doing it. All the same, because you notice on those things, the same girls are the ones riding her motherfucking coattails off the other fake profiles, or, I'm going to say it, other non-essential bitches that like to comment on that. You know what I'm saying? Some of them
Wait. Before you go on, let's be 100% honest here. We're also some of those same bitches who was on her profile and on her pictures and everything else that she posted, kikiing and getting life with her. So it's no shade. We cannot exclude
That's true. But, you know, absolutely. You're absolutely right. And maybe I'm just being a little bitter, and I'm going to admit it. Yes, I am a little bitter. But at the end of the day, I find it to be hysterical. At the end of the day, I would like to thank you and your posse for having 200-something people friend requesting me. At the end of the day, I would like to have to thank you and your posse for people trying to have, which is motherfucking sick. You're reading about all these things, all these pictures, and all this raw porn that I was supposed to have done, but yet you're hitting me up trying to have. Who the fuck does that? You know what I'm saying?
Queen.
Because if any of that, I've had so many fucking hit-ups about that. And, you know, people, like, there's some that's genuinely concerned. Thank you, my kids, Devon, Tyra, Kimora, Joseph, et cetera, Greg, and all that, because, you know, they were screenshot shit and send it to me. Like, that credit card really upset them more than it upset me, because I knew that it wasn't my credit card. But it really upset them. And so, you know, I have a lot of people hitting me up, and I was like, dude, it is what it is. But you have some people giving me condolences, or people say, I don't understand what's going on. And then you have other people like, even if it is you or not you in the picture, can I get a little bit? What the fuck is that? And these are not fake profiles saying this, too. That's the key. These are actual people. Well, you know, like you said, Mark, the fake profiles are actually people. But these are actual people with real profiles is doing that. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, however you get your jollies or whatever, thanks for the PR. I think, like Milan says, rather good press, there's no bad press. So,
I wouldn't
think
anybody else said it. We just had to say Milan.
You know, but at the end of the day, it is fun. I mean, I think that, and let me say this to a point. If I find out a room with anything, I'm going to report each and every time. And I'm going to report the people that told us in the room. So now I said it. So you can bring Tiffany on because I'm going to tell her too. I'm definitely
Tiffany
reporting
been on,
it.
Honey. I was muted, honey. I don't give a fuck who.
I don't give a fuck neither, but I'm just letting you know, since you're the messenger, since you're the messenger, they're passing forth messages between the fake profiles and everybody else. You send that one. I will report it, bitch, and I will report your fat ass too. How about that?
First of all, bitch, let me say something. Don't get mad at me.
Don't get
mad at me, honey, because you just kick in with
Lori. You might want to take us private. Because, girl, I'm not going to let you say a motherfucking thing, you fat bitch. Not
a
motherfucking thing.
Jasmine, can you please mute for a second, please? Mute them both. Thank you. Tiffany, what I'm about to say to you and what I'm about to say to Enrique is you two can say what you need to say to each other, but they're listening. There is a listening audience, and you two rambling over each other, no one is going to hear neither one of you. Now, because I'm in the midst of this, my only concern is, like I've said in the past, and I'll say in the present, and I'll say in the future, what you put out there, be it good, bad, or indifferent, what you put out there, you put out there. I am sick of people hitting me up in my inbox saying, can you do this, can you do that, whining and crying about bullshit. So let it fucking go. It's out there. It's out there. You can unmute them switchboards. Oh, and somebody said to let y'all know, nobody gives a flying fuck. Thank you.
Thank you.
Really, nobody really cares.
Okay, Greg, then I'm done
with it. I
really
don't give a fuck either way, honey, to be honest. These the same bitches that was just riding Laura Dick or whoever Laura is and was laughing and kicking when the shit was on the other foot. Now that the shit is on number whatever, now they so upset and this, that, and other. I don't give a fuck, honey, personally, who reports shit or whatever the case. You know what I mean? That's what you're known for. It's good you report. Who gives a flying fuck? It's not hurting me because one thing about Tiffany, I don't have any fucking fake profiles. What I say is under Tiffany fucking profile. It doesn't matter to me one fucking bit. And as far as being a messenger, bitch, I'm not a messenger for a goddamn thing. I'm a messenger for what the fuck Tiffany wants to say. Is Tiffany gonna laugh? Is Tiffany gonna key? You goddamn right. Do y'all motherfuckers laugh and key when bitches say shit about Tiffany and say shit about her motherfucking kids or say shit about me? Y'all goddamn do. So ain't no mother. What's good for the goose is good for the motherfucking gander. And now, I'm done.
First of all, I don't say anything about your kids. I don't talk about anybody's children. I just talk directly about you. But it is what it is, Tiffany. Like you said, I can give two flying fucks, get life and stuff like that, but it does seem like you was trying to get grown off on certain people. But that's okay.
Don't no motherfuckers throw shit out there and don't say facts. You said I was co-signing. I put one fucking post in the group as to what
no,
she
you
emailed
co-signing
me.
All along. Oh, Miss Tiffany, you
I was co-signing.
Yes. You was co-signing all over the group. But at the end of the day, girl, that's
group.
The type of person
no,
you
okay,
are.
Okay, wait, all right. We can end this all because it's no shade. I mean, we all have gotten life off of Laura Spears and co-signed on one way or another, or each and every last person on this phone, in the exception of J-Rock. I have never really seen that.
All four of us have been
on this phone and co-signed with Laura. We cannot sit here and go in on Laura because just the other day, less than 72 hours ago, we were sitting in a group with her and a bunch of pictures sitting there going in. So it's really not that serious. It's really not. It's really not that serious.
The only problem that I have, like I stated before, Marcus, the only problem that I have is the pictures that people are saying that I've done things on, the pictures that weren't me.
Okay, but then it's not you. Okay, you say it's not
you.
That's
the problem that I have.
It's really not a problem because you're saying that it's not you. So it's really not a big deal. Like when people put
And I don't give a fuck either because one thing about me, I ain't never post no pictures. Ain't that bitch never sent me no picture. I ain't never motherfucking post no picture lately or whatever the case might be. So how a motherfucker get mad at me? I posted one comment she put about a conversation that she emailed me when she was supposed to be talking about Tony. That conversation. And I put it in there and I tagged his name and I showed him what the fuck she said. Now, as far as, I don't give a fuck personally because you know me and Enrique ain't never been like that. So I don't give a fuck if he likes me or not. You feel me? It ain't no sweat off my ass at the end of the fucking day. But I'm saying if you want to say some shit, don't lie on me. State motherfucking facts. Because what I do,
it
I
is
fucking
motherfucking
own up
facts,
to.
Bitch. You West Coast side. And that shit that I supposedly said about Tony wasn't motherfucking true.
Okay,
you know
well,
what
that's
saying?
The only
that's
thing
the
I put in there. That's the only
right,
thing I
exactly.
put in there.
But before
so
you do that shit, then you check and see if it's true. Yes, that's cosigning, bitch. That's passing shit that's not motherfucking true. That's passing
okay.
bullshit.
Well, was you not tagged in it? Was you not tagged in to see what it was said about you?
It doesn't matter. It's still co-signing. I thought you were the better because if anything was said about you, Tiffany, I would have posted anything like this. This is what is going on.
Me, you fucking comment on it too. So what are you saying? You
I did comment it too after the post. After I said that that shit wasn't true, because anybody, like somebody can make a motherfucking fake picture and say it's me. Like a bitch can make a motherfucking fake credit card about me. People can make a motherfucking fake screenshot. So I don't want a motherfucking, that's the shit that I was talking about. It is what it is. Now, I will give. The reason why I get life is she's a smart bitch. No shade. Because some
Tiffany,
of the shit she be doing
question.
Is turning.
Tiffany, I have a question for Tiffany. Tiffany, I got a question.
I'm listening.
Tiffany, this is J-Rock. I'm here. I got a question. Now,
okay.
out of all of this, were you getting the kiki out of all of it from the beginning?
Was
it a kiki
funny.
From the
beginning? Yes. Okay. It is
okay,
funny.
No,
what are we talking about? Wait a minute. What are we talking about?
I don't care what y'all say. I don't care what we feel about her. Motherfucking Laura Spitz is the key at the end of the day.
No, wait a minute. Let me ask J-Rock what he's talking about. Oh, you say, was I getting a kiki at the front? What person are we talking about? Are we talking about Laura, period? What are we talking about?
No, I'm talking about, like, with the whole situation and all this kind of stuff, it really was all a kiki, right?
Yeah, I thought it was all funny, but personally, but when she put the credit card, I didn't think that was funny. I said, now you carrying now, Laura. Like, I didn't think that part was funny, and I didn't comment no more on that shit. I said, okay, now, girl, you kind
of
doing a little too much, you carrying now.
Okay.
But the rest of the shit, I did think was funny, and I thought it was a motherfucking kiki. Like, I laugh about every goddamn body else. Well, I mean, what make Enrique different?
The only reason I asked you that, Tiffany, is because all of us have been something has been said about all of us on this line about from either me, Enrique, us to Jason to other. It's a kiki. Now, just the other day for 2 weeks in a row, it's been talking about my penis by Enrique. And I didn't get mad. You see what I'm saying? Oh,
but I didn't post pictures of it, nor did I put fake pictures about you. Trying to
discount
your credit.
No, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter if a picture went up or not. Do you know how many floods, after you say something, do you know how many floods of people come back like, and they crack on it too? And then the same stuff you're getting now, that's the stuff that I was getting for 2 weeks in a row. All this message and stuff, and even the messy ones and the ones that are saying, but you feel fine and stuff and all this, and the inboxes and the all that and the people that are saying stuff, but then they slick slide.
Yo, I'm sorry. Let me just say this. If it starts to get loud, that's because I'm in front of Bun. So I'm going to try to mute my phone. I'm just letting
right,
you guys know beforehand.
So all I'm saying is it's all a kiki. I didn't take it personally because I said, I know what I put out. I know what I did. But at the end of the day, ain't nobody, you know what I'm saying?
I like to laugh, too, because, you know, a bitch thinks that you say so when they call you a fat bitch. Like, dude, that's supposed to hurt you? Like, bitch, I get up in the mirror every day and look at myself. And, bitch, you think I don't know I'm fat? Like, what the fuck y'all bitches be thinking y'all saying when y'all talk about fat bitch? Like, for real. Like, that shit don't motherfucking hurt me whatsoever. You feel what I'm saying, bitch? I still know I'm a pretty motherfucking bitch. I still get up and do my motherfucking thing, go to my job, clock my motherfucking coins, and I still motherfucking goddamn push shit nice, look motherfucking good, and you bitches ain't saying I'm motherfucking saying.
People up in drag, what's up? Hey, what's up, baby?
Nah, I'm done.
What's up?
So what's up? What else is going on,
what's
honey?
What's up, baby? What's up?
Okay, Enrique, it's time to mute, honey.
How are you? Hi, J-Rock.
Hey, sis, what's going on?
What's going on?
Honey, I'm just chilling, honey, at work as usual and, you know, watching TV and talking on the phone. What's going on?
Shit. We were sitting here trying to dissect the situation. Enrique wanted to make his PCA, PSA, so we let him.
Honey. Where's that motherfucking, who on the switchboard? Where that goddamn shit? When you talk out of here, it's blah, 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 blah.
Come on,
honey, please. That's basically how I feel. And next. So, Jason, what's going on? Wait a minute. Well, let me get this figure out. Y'all left the group. Y'all missed the post I put. Y'all could have keyed about that.
So I put in there, the words, I thought we'd stay to see forever, but I guess forever's gone away. It's so hard to say goodbye. I put a video of Boys the Man. I put Boys the Man in there. I tried to tag your name. Because, you know, y'all talking about y'all leaving the group. So I'm like, damn, it's so hard.
Let me just be honest. I don't have a problem with the official ballroom group as a whole or anybody in the group or any of the avatars. But, bitch, I had to escape, bitch. I felt like I was in a Twilight Zone, bitch. I'm talking to a bunch of fake motherfucking people. You ever seen the Twilight Zone where everybody was the pig people and the man was trying to escape? William Shatner was the man trying to escape. Bitch, that's how I feel in the official ballroom, bitch. Ain't no real people talking in there. So I had to get the fuck out of there. When you start referring to girls that are fake profiles as people, bitch, you know it's time to get the fuck up out of Dodge.
To answer your question, Tiffany, the reason that I left is that there's a lot going on for me now. In the next few months, I'll be traveling. I got a web series coming up, and I have an image. And I have a lot of people that there are people following you. There are people following me. There are people following you. And the direction that I want to move myself in, I don't want to be attached to mess. It's okay to kiki and laugh and stuff like that. But to piggyback off something that J-Rock said, I find Laura a key. Laura is very intelligent. But there are certain things I don't agree with. I don't agree with bringing somebody's mother or father or their family into a situation. I defended you when Nicole came at you about your kids. I said something to Nicole about that. Family is family, and I don't believe that your family should ever crumb. There's a line that you just don't cross, and when lines like that are crossed, and when I'm being accused of stuff that I'm not doing, and I know that I'm being lied on, the best way to remedy a situation is to just remove yourself from a situation.
Right.
But before we go on with that, hold on, Tiff.
I have to go on the agree to disagree fence with Jason because, see, I will bring your family into it, and then I will attack your mother and your grandmother. So I'm not about that. Wait a minute.
But Misty Lake, to answer your question about my fake profile with the Auschwitz, on that same profile, it has my real name. In that same profile, if you're friends with me, you see my pictures so that you know that I'm a real person. I am not an avatar. So that's a fake picture because I'm obsessed with, yes, that's one of the things I'm obsessed with, Oz. So, yes, the Wicked Witch and all that other little kind of stuff, yes, I'm going to put that on my profile, but I still have pictures of myself. You don't have to say that you're not listening, boo, lets me know that you are listening. Thanks.
I can't even see that shit. I ain't even logged into no computer or nothing. Like I said, I'm at work and honey. But basically, I will say, wait a minute. I just want to catch this. This kind of like a little insider. Did you just catch what Mark said, Jason? Oh, he
no.
will bring. Yes, you did. Now, did we not just have this conversation last week?
No, that's what I'm saying. Yes, I will. I'm not saying that I'm not going to
say. Oh, what did Mark say?
Wait a minute.
What did Mark say?
He will bring your mother and your father into it.
No, I did not say that. I said I will fuck your mother and your grandmother up. I did not say I will bring them into it because I don't need to drag them into it on Facebook. Because once I come at you, whoever opened. No, see, I'm like me and Kelly. That's where we meet up at the end of the road right there. That's where we match up. Because the bitch, I'm not going through all of that. We got a beef or something like that. We could meet at a disclosed location. But if you want to bring all that fag drama with houses and all of that shit, bitch, I'm going to knock on your motherfucking door. And if your grandmother opened the door, I'm cold cocking her motherfucking ass.
Oh,
I'm the fucking door.
Oh my lord.
So it don't matter. So So I'm not above what Laura is saying. I just don't like the, all of them fake profiles coming at one. Bitch, Khadidra's teeth, like, for real.
Oh, that sent me, too. I said that
okay.
Later. Bitch.
Okay, we have a private caller. Hey, private caller, how are you?
Yes, praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised.
Hey, Maya.
Yes, what the hell is going on?
We having a Mortal Kombat moment tonight, Maya.
Yeah, I see.
We're just venting. That's all that is. It's just a ventation. That's all. That's all. I just got it on my chest.
You know what?
I feel better now, and I'm done.
Once a month. Yeah, we do need to cleanse once a month because we do got.
Well, you know, I've unsolved the mystery.
What mystery?
Well, you know, right after, you know, before Ashley was praying, you know, they was going to call Sandy Dior out to battle her. But when after she got done praying, Sandy came out for her team. And the ghost had pushed Sandy, and I saw the ghost in the video. It was the ghost. Yeah.
You are doing it way too big.
That ghost is right off her feet, and I thank you.
Oh, my God. Well, before I go any further, I need to give a shout out to Ashley Boots. Girl,
is she calling in tonight?
Oh, you were in the building. Girl, did you trip her? Did you make her fall, Ashley Boots?
Yeah, you know what? I didn't think about that.
Ashley Boots is in the building.
Yeah, she played that ball.
Hey, do y'all want to hear some of this ball or no?
No.
I just mute it and just hang up.
No.
Yeah, you can mute it. No, we don't want to hear the ball. We would like to hear about the memorial, though.
Okay. What if Nick was in the head about to get hit by a truck? There she go, as usual.
Oh, they got a Regina George out there for real? Getting hit by buses and shit?
No, that's Lemonhead. You remember Lemonhead? What's up, Lemonhead?
Lemonhead Caron.
Enrique.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you.
Hey, Ma.
Now, was he doing the red carpet, bitch?
I don't know what he was doing, honey. But she needs to go.
And then she said, he announced Lemonhead like, bitch, she was coming on the show. I mean, I know Lemonhead. I remember her from back in the day, bitch, but I mean, like, for real.
Bishop, you're on.
Oh, my God.
Watch your crush off thought.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God.
Who else said, oh, my God, shut the fuck up?
Let me tell you one motherfucking thing, you retard. You better not come on this motherfucking line with that bullshit. Okay, you better get your retarded off this motherfucking ass off this motherfucking line tonight, because I'm not playing with you, okay? Listen here, Crevo, okay? Get your life together. Don't even bother coming at me that way. Next.
Anyway. What's up with y'all, man? How y'all doing?
What's going on, Bishop?
Hey.
I'm feeling, man. Man, just enjoying this new place. I ain't got that much service right now. Wait till Comcast comes. I put my order in. Wait till Comcast comes tomorrow so I can have my house phone, and then on top of that have cable also and the internet. So, yeah. Well, yeah, what's good? What's good? What's good with everybody?
Well, Bishop, you know, it's Tea Party Tuesday, so one of the games that we're playing is tell them why you mad. So why are you so mad about
something? Wait a
minute,
did I get Corey permission? Because I think that's his copyright slogan, honey. I feel that, man.
Tiffany.
Look, don't fucking start with me, okay? Because I'm in real motherfucking form tonight, okay? And I will have somebody knocking on your motherfucking door to beat your motherfucking handicap ass. Don't fucking play with me tonight, Bishop. Fine in the motherfucker.
Transmission. Well, Bishop, we're going to put you back on hold. If you have anything else to say later, press 1. Private caller, how are you?
Put in a motherfucking
hello.
Television show.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, private caller. How can I help you?
Hello? Are you the girl in the pictures? Hello? Are you the girl in the pictures?
Okay. 347-426, how are you?
Hey, what's going on? This is Keisha.
Hey, Keisha, how are you?
Listen, hey, y'all have me dying. I can't. Why are you entertaining that, Riri? Come on now. Tiffany, I'm appalled, and Mark, I'm appalled. You letting that boy bring y'all down, unless it's all
action.
All right, all right. Okay.
I was like,
why are you entertaining that? That's what he wants y'all to do, but if it's a Kiki, it's a Kiki. Tiffany, where you from?
Where am I from? I'm from New York originally, but I live in Texas now.
Oh, okay, because I always hear an accent. I have one thing. I have a bone to pick with the young crowd. What's with these young girls calling us old, calling someone old? And I'm like, y'all need to educate these young ballroom girls. Calling someone old is not a motherfucking read. And let's keep it motherfucking funky.
That's right.
Seriously. I mean, because
how old are you?
Me? I'm in my 30s.
Okay.
Early 30s.
Do you, in defense, I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Uh-huh.
In defense of the young people, as you say, when we were 16 and 17, we called people that were in their late 20s and their early 30s old.
That's not true. Not me, because you know why? When I was at that age, well, see, I came out in my mid to late 20s. I went to school, graduated, and that's when I started, you know, dibbling dabbling.
Okay.
But one thing I will say, that I always hung around older people because I felt that I can learn more, and I didn't want to get trapped from what I was told. And the older people taught me, so I never called someone old and, oh, you washed up. I never said that because I always learned from an older person.
Mm-hmm.
But the generation of today, they think it's a key or a read to call someone old. And when you look at these kids today, they look old and look washed up, and they don't even look preserved. And I'm so sick and tired of these young ones saying, oh, you're old, you're washed up, you're old. And I'm like, look how you look.
Well, Keisha, I mean, co-host, do you have anything else to say? Because Keisha, in the defense, some of them are old and some of them are washed up. And as long as it's done with respect, everybody deserves the respect. We've said this on the show time and time again. Even a dog deserves respect. Even a dog deserves respect. And sometimes you have older people. That's just like there was a lady that I used to work with. She was older. She'd been there for almost like 20-something years. And Mama thought she knew everything. But she did know everything. And it came a point in a time when I had to train her on how to use a computer because she didn't know how to use a computer. But Mama sat there and was like, oh, baby, I got one of these at home, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And she would say, go have lunch with whoever she was having lunch with and say, these young kids today, they don't have no respect. But I sat there with that woman patiently every day and called her yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, this, that, and the other. And do you know how she addressed me? Boy. Little boy, little boy, little boy. So sometimes, as a young adult, everybody is human. So we all lose patience. So to get respect, you have to give respect. So I understand with me personally, this is just my view, and I'm just one person. I'm just measly old Jason. You have to get respect to give respect. So if you're not giving respect, I'm not going to respect you. And if you're a leader and I see the things that you're doing as a leader, why am I going to respect you?
True.
But that's just my opinion.
Well, not to take too much time like Jason did, Keisha, but I completely, honey. I mean, I completely agree with Keisha. You do see a lot of the younger girls and be like, oh, listen. But my thoughts are when girls be saying that, I be saying, like, girl, you live to be in your 30s. You know what I'm saying? Like, have some little bit of respect, girl. Like, it's just ridiculous, honey. You know, I was always raised to respect your elders. But nowadays, the girls are just so ratchet. No respect, honey. That's it. Next.
Incoming transmission.
Okay, we have another freaking private caller.
Freaking.
I feel as though Kelly is disrespecting Barbara Throwback because she always reads Ashley and Nicole about repeating the outfit, and she didn't wear that goddamn navy blue tatted red outfit on five aftermaths and that tight ass small ass level vest on five awards ball. She just had it on in D.C. and just had it on. So I can't take it. I feel like I'm being disrespected. I can't believe it. I'm mad because she reads somebody about repeated fitness and she keeps wearing that damn shirt.
Well, you call it. What is your name? Because you call in every Monday.
Yes,
here, not,
and you turned it. No,
and what is your name? What is your name?
My name is Keisha Prepaid.
Oh, yes, she did
say that before.
Well, Keisha Prepaid in the Midwest. They have started a fund to help the ballroom kids who need help. So I'm gonna say, because you're in Baltimore, I think you're in Baltimore too. Are you in Baltimore?
Right now I am.
Okay. Well, what I think I'm going to do is we're going to start a Baltimore coalition to raise money so that the girls don't have to repeat outfits.
No, just your girlfriend. That's just that one I think. That's reading other people about repeating
Carla,
and I'm tired of seeing that shirt.
Carla, can I ask you a question? I mean, okay, I understand about repeating outfits, but is it okay to just, like, I mean, it's just a shirt, a navy, it's like an accessory. Like, she wears that navy cut-up shirt over another shirt with, like, a different pair of jeans. Is that okay?
No,
like,
she wears over a tank top. She wears over a tank top. She wore the black one, then she wore the white one, then she wore the another white one. She wore the ebony, she wore it 10 times, and then that little ass leather vest. Ain't no coalition fund, just do your shit. But y'all know, sir, Mark, I love you, Mark. I be never, Mark, I like when you be reading.
I don't read Miss Prepaid. I'm not a reader, and when I do that, I do that like
Prepaid?
You know, I have fun. Yeah, that's Miss Nikisha Prepaid.
Oh shit, I remember her. Yeah,
right, exactly.
Keisha?
That's the same thing I just said.
Nikisha Prepaid. And it was another girl.
Yeah, it was another one when they called in, it was a team.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
damn.
Yeah.
I love it. You know, I don't read. I'm just a realist. I try to keep it real. You know, if I'm in a situation where I don't like, I say something, or I just get out of it. So I just be having fun, though. Trust me, Keisha. It's all a key at the end of the day. I don't take it that serious, baby.
I live for it, though. I just got another question. Where is Naima Big Flea Footed Ass at? I don't know.
Naima
got her own show now, right? It's called Jesus Naima
is on Wednesday nights. Naima is on Wednesday nights with the State of Emergency, and then she has her
and
own
she
show.
She is in the State of Emergency, okay?
Oh, shit.
Now, look, not too much on my sister.
Listen, they said Naima's show was called
J-Wa. Dry, late ass in that dry. J-Rock, you better stay away from them Texas queens. You seen that post they had about the everybody in there got HIV in Texas.
Oh, shit. Okay. Okay.
Missouri City right now.
We're going to put you back in. We're going to put you back in the queue. Three,
what?
Four,
Keisha Prepaid.
347-492. Hey, Jason. Hey, how are you, Sean?
I'm good. Hey, Mark. Hey, Tiffany.
Hey,
Sean. Hey, J-Rock.
Hey.
Jason, I have a question for you.
I knew it was coming. Come on.
Yes. Yes, it is coming, honey. Did you hear what happened last night, what took place? You know, because someone has an issue with you, Amaya.
I did hear last night's show. And I appreciate you saying what you said.
Uh-huh.
And this is what I have to say to that.
Mm-hmm. Well, can we get a recap first? Because the listeners didn't hear Monday.
Tiffany, if you need a recap, you need to listen to last night's show.
You need to tell people what they're talking about. What the fuck
and
did
after,
I say?
Well, Tiffany, you need to listen to last night's show. And after I make this statement, this is going to be the end of it for me.
The callers don't know what you're making a statement about.
Yes, they do.
Right. No, they don't.
Exactly. They don't.
I am not a coward, nor would I be bullied, nor will I be intimidated by anyone in ballroom or out of ballroom. I have a voice, and I'm going to use it. My opinions you may not always agree with. Oh, well, Chanel. If that young lady...
Hold up, bitch. We got that trademark.
If that young lady wishes to slap me, then so be it. I have been threatened by better. I am moving on, and there is nothing else to talk about.
Did you play for that?
Jason,
Go ahead, Sean. Ask your question.
Okay, so because she's stating that you actually put those pictures out. Did you put pictures out of her? It was a really bad picture. I didn't see it, and that's why she's upset with you. Did you do that?
Well, I didn't hear her say that. I heard her say that avatars put pictures up, and because of avatars putting pictures up, she was going to smack me. I don't hide behind an avatar. I have two pages. I have Prince Bridge, and Prince Bridge is an avatar because I'm London's child, and my mother is an avatar. But I don't have a problem with saying anything under my page. Until recently, I never knew who that young lady was. I met her for the first time at Gaggle Wing. So we all take bad pictures. I've seen the pictures. But I'm not responsible for the pictures. I didn't even go on the picture and say anything on the picture. So while that person is at me, you still notice that I'm still saying young lady and I'm being respectful. There are people calling that young lady. If you know what, I'm coming off like I'm explaining myself, and I don't want to come off. I don't want to feel like I'm explaining myself.
If you gave us a recap, you wouldn't have to do that.
Well, for the people that don't know, last week, again, you know what, I don't even have to do that. There's a recap in the blog talks that you can go to and find out what happened.
At the
end of the day, I was threatened, and I gave my rebuttal to the threat. I did not post the pictures, but if the young lady feels the need to smack me behind pictures that were posted, oh, well, Rose Chanel's cock.
Wait a minute. Not too motherfucking much now. First of all, that ain't my motherfucking sister.
I've seen the pictures, and I would be quite mad and upset about those pictures also if somebody posted pictures like that of me. But I didn't do it. Next.
Right.
Can I ask a question real quick without getting into the recap, since you don't want to give us the recap? I would like to ask you, though, this. Why do you think that it has not died down? Like, why do you think that it's still festering? Like, if this is a beef that y'all are argument, basically, that y'all had last week, like, why is it still festering into this week to now it's being threats made? You understand what I'm saying? Like, that picture was from last week. Why do you think that it's still ongoing is basically what I'm trying to ask you. Like, okay, like, for example, you and Alexis, whatever, y'all got your argument, blah, 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 but whether or not y'all speak or like each other, it was squashed. You see what I'm saying? It didn't keep carrying on week after week. Why do you think that it's still carrying, basically? Do you think it's outside people in her ear? Do you think people are probably being messy? I mean, like, what do you think? Why do you think it's still carrying on?
Tiffany, it's no shade towards you, but you would have to call in on Monday like Sean does, and you would ask her, because I have no idea, nor do I care.
Oh.
Honey, I'm just a question.
Thank you, Sean. We're gonna put you back in the queue. Enjoy the rest of your night. Press one if you have any other questions. 209-752. How are you?
Yes. Hello.
Yes.
Yeah. Let me say this.
First of all,
what's your name? You guys, I'm the original Keisha Prepay.
Okay.
Oh,
Keisha
Lord,
Prepay
okay.
started. Let me give you the history of Keisha Prepay. Keisha Prepay is this banshee ass girl from Cleveland, Ohio, that was on 93.1 WZAK, and she used to come in on the phone to say, "My name is Keisha Prepay, and I got all the latest news on your prepaid device, wireless cell phones."
Okay.
I'm the original Keisha Prepay. So whoever's going around using my name. They need to think of another
no
night.
Keisha prepaid. That bitch is Master P. I got the hookup. That's
oh,
a Keisha prepaid. There ain't no motherfucking Keisha prepaid. You will never be Keisha prepaid. You will leave that plane.
Catfishing. If you ask any bitch for real, who know me, they know the original Keisha Prepaid is from
girl,
Cleveland,
this
Ohio.
This is Keisha Prepaid, girl. You're a liar, girl. This is Keisha Prepaid. Catfish somebody's nuts and let out.
Excuse me. At the end of the day, my
you
number came up on Q. My 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 number came up on Q.
Well, thank you.
Excuse me, can I say something, please?
Go ahead.
The original. Can you please put her on mute, please? Are you guys going to put her on mute?
Keisha Prepaid 2, can you let Keisha Prepaid 1 say something, please?
If you guys really think about it, the first time you heard Keisha Prepaid is when it was a 216 number and a 209 number. And I'm the 209 number. I don't have to block my number.
I will say this. The first time I heard Keisha Prepaid was when the person that was just speaking called to talk about the kids getting high or something in Vegas.
The first Keisha Prepaid was talking about the ball with TJ,
and she said the girls were getting out of the bathroom.
Okay,
exactly.
So in Ohio. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's why it was me and a 216 number on the phone, because we're both from Cleveland. I'm the original Keisha Prepaid, and I don't have to block my number. My number's
Hey, you know what? She ain't telling no lie, because when the first two girls called, you never did say it was private. You did say 2-1-something, you on the air, and then you did say something about the other girl, and they was going back and forth. You did not call a private number. Now, she is telling the truth about that part.
And I used to get her mixed up, and the reason I know this is the real one is because I used to get her mixed up with Keisha.
Okay, so from now on, when we hear the 209, we know that that is the original Keisha
Prepaid. Keisha Prepaid.
Just to let you guys know, I am getting my number changed.
Ooh.
But when I do call in, I'm gonna say my whole number to let you guys know I'm the original Keisha Prepaid.
Yes.
Now wait a minute, Keisha Prepaid. When you call in, are you gonna be calling in from a prepaid number? Because I know that you do like all types of promotions and things for prepaid phones.
Work.
No, I'm just going to call from a prepaid number.
Now, where is the new Keisha Prepaid? Where'd she go?
Oh, my God. I can't believe it's two Keisha Prepaid.
Where did the new Keisha Prepaid go?
Where the catfish one at?
Okay, we have another private caller. Hello? What happened? Did y'all
call
so quiet?
They called her Keisha Metro PCS.
Private caller.
Hello.
Oh, Chap, hey, hang up on
Okay.
The girls love their private numbers.
Yes, they do. Please take your hand out of the queue if you don't want to talk to the crew. 929-210.
Tomorrow.
That's a good one.
We got finished later, right? This dicky getting hard, Benny. I feel it getting
what?
Hard.
What?
Wait.
Are we looking for a porno?
Wait a minute. Hold up. Y'all gonna ignore the fact he said Deaky?
I want to ignore the fact that it sounded like they was jerking off.
I know.
No, but he said this D-key about to get hard. Like, what the fuck is a D-key?
I guess it's penis. The first piece of prepaid.
No, you know what? I think her name was Keisha Prepaid first. I might be wrong.
Mona saying the show is over.
It takes Mona to go and say the show is over.
Girl, Mona, we going
crazy. Well, bitch, I got logged off the show and I tried to call back in and the motherfucking lines was full.
Well, yes, honey, the lines are full.
Yeah, Mona said she's trying to call in. Well, Mona, if you give us your number or somebody can call you on the
What is your number, Mona?
Mona is saying it told her that there's no show for the next 24 hours. Mona, you sure you dialing the right number, honey?
And bitch, it would have said 23 because Jasmine's show would have already been over an hour, so stop lying.
You're right. She better recall in. That's Blog Talk.
Maybe she calling Naima's phone line, the one
shit.
Naima got.
Oh, shit. Stop it.
I keep missing Naima's show. When do it come on?
It comes on Thursday
night.
Thursdays
and Sundays.
It comes on before the state of emergency.
The state of emergency does not come on Thursdays.
Oh, shit. Well, I'll be listening to it for the next 3 weeks. Since Shonda, we're going to get on that later. Because I am highly upset. Now, tell me why you're mad, son. Jason, why
are
you mad?
Right.
I'm mad because Brunel is no longer on American Idol, and they didn't use that save on Brunel. That's why I'm mad.
I'm mad that y'all even watching American Idol. I am boycotting American Idol.
I've been stopped watching American Idol, Jim.
I stopped watching it because I'm bitter.
And I don't understand how a Lazaro can sing, but he sounds like, you know what, I'm not even going to talk about that man. I'm not even going to talk about Lazaro, but he should have went home a long time ago. And if they use that save on Lazaro, I'm slapping somebody, and that's a promise. 240-581.
They say if you call for me, I will come.
Oh, my God.
Now, to the young fella that said that talked about my slew foot, I am in your state. Gentlemen. Me and my sweet foot could come on out, honey. We can dance together. Anyway, how is everyone doing this morning?
Naima.
Hey, Naima, how are you? Congratulations on the show. I called your first night. I
pressed
one.
Right, mind you, we was pressing one to come on. You know, like, I mean, even though it was we would have been totally objective on the show, but it was just like we was pressing one. Because
It'd be me and my girlfriend trying to, control that switchboard. You can see we'd be having a time, but I'm kind of getting used to it now.
Yeah, but I'm definitely called in Thursday and Sunday.
Yeah, we'll definitely call in, you know, on Thursday, because we'll be talking about foods, you know, foods, healthy foods, natural cures and things like that. So, you know, definitely get you a piece of it on, you know, Thursday, 9 o'clock until 10.
So are you going to add Dave to the cast?
Am I going to add who?
No, bitch, you got to get to that who with Stern, bitch, because she was in the mellow tone the whole time. She said, who? Oh, I was
crazy. You wanted to fight me this time.
Talking about
man.
The subway boy. You are having now, even they said your show was called Jesus Jugs. Is that true?
It's called who?
Your name of your show is Jesus Jugs.
No, it's not called nobody
Jesus
Jugs.
Wait,
I'm trying it now.
Oh, my God. Wait not right there, Naima. 3/4. Oh, never mind. They put their hand to
I've been asking them that. I said, it's not even a show called Jesus Jugs. Nobody answered me, but girl, you can answer. You can tell me yourself.
Oh, shit. Wait a minute, y'all. Devin, you're on the phone.
Oh, Lord.
Ooh, that was shade on the panel.
Yeah, it really was. So, Naima.
Devin's in the building. How you doing?
I know.
Hey. Hey, what's going on? Y'all are trying it tonight.
That was a real star. Who? I mean, what was that about?
That Stern was.
That whole entire comment was melatoned until you got to who and. Bitch, it came with an exclamation point at the end. Like, you know,
No, mind you, Deb, she gave it to you like she was yodeling, bitch. She said,
No, y'all are not going to do this. It was not given that, honey. I heard the
explicitly, bitch. Like you was on the mountaintop with pigtails and a motherfucking bonnet on.
Ouch,
bitch, like you in the middle of a Rico commercial, bitch. You said, who is
yes,
that?
It's no shade. She gave her, right, this is a duo and not a trio.
Trio, why?
No, actually, this past Sunday, we were talking about Is There a God.
I just want to say something about that show, bitch. Now, we don't got to get on it, but when that girl came through with that atheist thing, I was like, oh, shit.
And since I was on it, Princess Mother Fatback over there from Texas.
Oh,
yeah, girl. I heard her too. She was talking about the subway. But she was inhaling all that motherfucking queso with all them peppers and chilies. You gonna stop?
Who the fuck you talking to?
You
know,
my number.
Bitch in Texas.
Right, you don't, right.
First of all,
no, ain't no bitch, first of all,
not
saying. Girl, let it go. Move on.
First of all, I would
not. No, you ain't no,
it
ain't no first of all. Ain't no first of all
to
it. You not going
to
do it. No, stop.
What queso and peppers? What the fuck is you talking about?
Girl, because every one of your pictures is either a menu or you paint your eye.
It don't matter, baby. But the secret is,
bitch, you been painting that same eye. Bitch, you give me that same eye. You been painting that same eye for the last damn 17 pictures. Bitch, that eye is one color. Then she another color. She another color.
Okay, wait a minute. You know what, you know what, Dave, this is how we going to solve that. You get your big black burly. Well, I don't know if you black. You get your big ass up in drag.
Anyway.
Wait, Tiffany. I got this, girl. Deb, you get your big ass up in a dress, and you meet Tiffany in the back at the back of the runway for drag space.
Oh, baby, if
yes,
the drag is anything like how your hand performance was, I do want some.
They have.
Oh, girl, child, they gotta be bad.
Naima, ask me who says she loves you.
Somebody
who said
it?
Who you say, Jason?
Ashley's boo.
And then you got.
Tell Ashley, I love her too.
Ashley Boots, Naima says she loves you too.
She got the
boots.
Tall.
Mm-hmm.
Right when you walk in.
Lady, go keep paying that same.
So, Devin, this is what we want. We want you to do. We want you to get a gig. We want you to go get one of your arms.
Hold on, Jason. He should have been a seller like Anne Frank eating motherfucking sandwiches.
Bro,
and you have
goddamn
nerve. I know.
Ever
talk about what
kind
of pain you. Oh, man, what pain
now,
are
you?
Wait
a minute, bitch.
Wait a minute,
bitch. You said you
sent
the basement like
Anne
Frank.
Anne Frank is in the attic.
Right
over there. Stupid illiterate cracker.
Yes.
You're not looking right.
What is Raymond, y'all? Be quiet. There's another conversation going on.
I heard that. I was trying to hear it.
Green tea was right in the front.
Okay. So, child, that's Jay Rock talking to people in here.
Exactly.
She chatty chasing. Back to the pay. Back to the eye painter.
Honey,
oh
you
God.
Need to let me beat your face, honey.
No, that's okay.
Can I ask you something, Dad? Why are you coming for Tiffany?
Because she just tried it.
Yeah, she called him Subway. She said the boy from Subway.
She needs to try a couple of locale meals. She'll be fine.
No shade, Dad. I was going to ask you about that. I was going to ask, like, when you do the sandwiches, do you do, like, Jared not put no mayonnaise and just, like, you just lunch me? And, like, is that a good way?
No,
I was going to ask you seriously.
No,
like, is that a good way to lose?
Okay, wait a minute, Tiffany. Let's just be serious.
Is that a
if
good
you
way
was really
going to
be serious, then you would have started a long time ago. You've been starting about that same diet for the last six damn shows. Girl, and every time you turn around, it's another four pack coming up, but you done had a seven course meal and
it'd
some side
so
of fries.
It'd be so good. I never said I was on a diet, baby. I like to go out to eat all the time. What the fuck is you talking about? I'm just asking, like, when you are you on the Get Fresh, like, Jared weight loss diet with the sandwiches? Like, is that why you eat a lot of stuff? Like, I'm just trying to find out.
I don't
out.
Eat sandwiches, so that's probably the first thing that has to go.
I thought you ate sandwiches.
At least in Tiffany's defense, even if she is painting by number, she's taking pictures. We haven't seen a new picture of you. So I want you to go to Mac and get a paint by number makeover.
Are you all
and post
the
new picture.
Oh, my God, are we shaking?
Hold on.
Hold on.
Let me go get Laura. Maybe she needs to help you.
Me and Laura have had a nice conversation, and she don't you, so I doubt seriously she wants to talk to you.
Because you know, Deb, she hates you but with a passion, honey. She don't like you.
I don't care.
You better be easy and be lucky she ain't never pulled up on your shit.
J-Rock has a question.
It.
Can we let the cast member talk, Deb? We're going to put you back in the queue.
Thank you.
I had a question for Devin.
Oh, well, damn.
Oh.
Now we were trying to let her go eat.
So shady. Devin, tell us why you're mad.
Well,
I'm mad because my birthday in another 15 minutes and ain't none of my sisters or brothers said happy birthday to me yet. Fuck you, Lord. Pin me back on mute.
No.
Well, bitch, you ain't give us a chance to go back on Facebook and see it said today is your birthday.
I guess this is how it is.
It ain't even been 15 minutes yet. Damn.
It's 15 minutes on the East Coast. Actually, it's 12 o'clock on the East Coast.
When is the last time you told us about your birthday, bitch? I honestly forgot about Jason, what date Jason's birthday was a week ago. I asked him a week ago when his birthday was, and I said the 20th. He said no, the 24th. So
well,
I had
15 minutes on the west, on a 15 minutes,
dumb.
We will call, we will say happy birthday to Deb in 15 minutes.
Oh,
we're
going
to say happy birthday to Deb when it passed 12 o'clock on the West Coast.
What?
J-Rock said we ain't got to say happy birthday to Hamburglar.
I hate you, bitch. I hate you. Wait a minute. Did you call that child a hair burglar? Yes. Oh my God. I am over that yellow moose and hybrid. Okay,
Sean,
so
you're
the monkey back.
Back
in the cage.
Sean, you're back.
Yes, I'm here.
What's up?
Well, I was just I wanted to know, did you guys happen to catch the reunion to Atlanta Housewives?
I don't watch that.
I did. I thought it was so good. I liked it.
I didn't watch the show, but I sure watched the reunion, and that was funny as hell. There were a bunch of maggots sitting on the couch.
They sure were.
Exactly. You know what? I gotta say this as a transgender woman. This is what pisses me off. Okay. I'm serious. Like for real. This is what pisses me off. Like, I hate like feminine women who like get all their little gay friends. Their hairstylists, their makeup artists, blah blah blah. They hang with the gays. Then they come with all the fucking lingo, like everything is, shade, and I'm over, and all that shit they be saying, shady boots, like they're Barry from Medicine, like they are too fucking gay lingo, I can't take it. But anyway,
and they're
going to
be, hey, what kind of women?
Barry from Medicine.
Wait a minute, we got to rewind and go back. What kind of woman did you say you were?
I hate the gay women.
Well, what kind of woman are you?
You? A transgendered woman as myself. Listen now,
I'm done.
That's what I had. No,
mind you, that's why I didn't say nothing, because she said she's a transgendered woman. I said, well, okay.
When you talk, all I hear is
thank you, switchboard.
Y'all not letting me finish the end. What I'm trying to say is, I hate that they so like. Honey, I don't want to hear all that. My point is this. They are making money. Like,
this one is not you, man.
Oh, my God.
It said, bye, girl, bye.
They
in my tree, in my tree, Chanel voice, bye, girl, bye.
No, honey, bye, girl, nothing. Basically, they becoming rich off y'all ass, honey, and I don't like that.
Tiffany,
I don't use that.
Tiffany, no shade, honey. You using gay lingo.
But you know what? She not capitalizing or trying to make money off that. I know what she's saying, though.
Exactly.
Like, she actually do hang around
because
us. Like,
no
she, when she
it's
comes
no
to
shade.
A ball, she do
that
hang around us. Kenya Moore and is capitalizing off of
Thank
us.
You.
I know what she's saying.
No,
I mean, look at Tamar Braxton. Tamar Braxton, with her fucking, her what's that lingo that shit she used? Now she making money off of it, selling
get
shirts.
Get your life.
Get your life.
Come
on now.
That's Jack. What's the name? Jack Shasuna.
Well, did y'all see Kenya with the fan? And she because I'm gone with the wearing fans with the. She keep doing the little fan thing. No shade. Raquel been doing that. Raquel does that. She always has a fan with her, and she says, "Go with the wearing fan."
That's a dramatic. That's a dramatic. Any dramatic woman or femme queen type of deal. I mean,
347-426. I'm back. This is Keisha. This is why I live for every one of y'all, because y'all are a friend in my motherfucking head. And the only person I really know on the show is Mark. The rest of you, I've never met y'all in person, but I've watched the show with my biological female friends. And let me tell y'all something. It's a kiki because them fucking girls, them cunts, they live for that shit. That's why they do what they do. The real girls live for that shit. That's why these real girls, they watch RuPaul's Drag Race, because they get tips, they get makeup tips, they get dressing tips. It's over for us. It's over for us because they get all that shit from us. And Kenya, I don't know who she's hanging out with, but she's hanging with the true cunt. Because the lingo, I don't know if it's for dances, but all that shit she's getting from us, she's getting from a faggot. And she probably watched the movie Paris is Burning. Because when I watched her, she gave me, who's the girl that was in the movie when she had the fan? Was that the extravaganza?
Was it Dorian?
One of them. She's been watching some movies. She's been doing all that shit because Kenya was acting like a typical faggot.
She was giving the ultimate shade, like, you don't have to say nothing. Like, when they was asking her, like, when Portia asked her a question, she didn't respond. That was, like, her ultimate shade, like, bitch,
exactly.
I don't see you, I don't hear you, or nothing. Like, that was her shade.
And I'm so sick of... I'm so sick of Nene. Every time she wants to give props to her spouse, my gay. But that is so tired. That right there bothers me. Why she always got to put my gay so and so? Bitch,
yes,
I don't like that.
Wait,
I'm like, y'all all look gay. The way y'all was looking, and it's over because you can tell whoever styled them a bunch of queens.
Okay,
because the shit was on point, on
and
fucking
that's what,
point.
And, but see, Nene is acknowledging the girls. I don't think it's no shade behind it. It's just how you are interpreting it.
Okay,
no
who
am I speaking
to? Jason.
That's not me. That's Sean.
No.
People think me.
Sean, I'm sorry. We already know who's styling them. We are. When you see a bitch with a nice motherfucking weave that's laced, you know that was a fucking queen. Because if you watch Married to the Motherfucking the Doctors, all them cunts look fierce. The hairstyles look a mess. Look at the difference. So you know a queen is doing the motherfucking girls. And I have to say, Kenya, her makeup looked a mess. For you to be an ex-beauty queen and you kept blotting your makeup and I saw holes in your face, you look fierce. And I'm sorry.
Well, she did.
I'm so sorry. Whoever did her makeup, this is why that other girl, this is why Portia reads her.
Well,
her makeup looked
on her makeup when they did
their
commercial.
Lawrence
does her hair in her makeup. Lawrence styles her.
The judge did it to her face. She had holes.
But she can't help that. That's
yes,
just
you
her,
can.
Her skin, Keisha. She got acne bad.
Wait a minute. You got acne? You better put extra motherfucking Sephora makeup on your face to cover the motherfucking holes. And Sephora has a line that
Keisha
will cover.
Calm down, Keisha.
I'm sorry.
But she's still beautiful. So
no, she is. Don't
what?
Get me
yeah,
wrong.
Portia,
let me tell you. No. You're right.
Portia,
let me tell you something. Let me reiterate
you know
myself. Hold on, thought. I followed Kenya when she was. I watched every motherfucking beauty queen, every old show. I followed Kenya's career. Kenya was the bomb. I don't know what happened throughout the years, but for you to be an ex beauty queen, you need to keep up your mug. You know how it is. Look at motherfucking Vanessa Williams. The bitch is in her early 50s. She looks the bomb. She has bad skin.
Yeah, but you know what? You
she
gotta
has
remember
bad
too.
Skin.
Kenya's not that far away, Keisha. She,
Kenya's
40, Kenya's been on
she's
television.
42.
She's been on a lot of television shows. I remember Kenya from Family Matters. She's been
yes.
on a lot of different TV shows. She's been around for a long time,
and
I didn't even
and
know
so
who she
has
was.
Vanessa Williams.
Like Gone
so
with
has
this
Vanessa.
Wind, gone. No. Gone with the Wind Fabulous, when I heard that, I was just like, okay, the queen's wearing it out. I saw the girl. I was like, damn, this girl looks familiar. And then my favorite movie came on, Deliver Us from Eva. And
I got a better one for
it.
You. No, I got a better one for you. I got a better one for you. She was in Trois with Shamar Moore. Remember Trois? That
no.
movie.
Was
Trois.
Damn.
No, I don't
like
it.
With the threesome. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, she turned that movie out. Trois.
But
I have a question though. What is she put on Family Matters?
She was on a lot of shows.
She was a cheerleader on Family Matters. Yes, she was.
She was in a lot of shows. And to
she wasn't a main character. Okay.
No,
and
she wasn't a main character.
Yes.
Keisha, let me ask you this.
Sure.
Like, I mean, really, I mean, there's no you can't compare the two between Kenya and Vanessa Williams. Yes, you actually can tell that Vanessa Williams is an old girl from the neck on down because that neck is very wrinkled. Okay, unlike Kenya. Okay.
Let me explain something to you. No, the point I'm trying to make when you want.
But Vanessa Williams was Miss America, though.
Right, exactly. Right,
she was Miss America once.
No, the point I'm trying to make is when you on TV, you were supposed to be flawless. You were supposed to have no flaws. When you know that camera's on your face, whoever's doing your makeup or whatever, you're not supposed to see a flaw. I'm sorry. And there is makeup.
That's not true.
But all right, we can't stay on this. I mean, it's just, you know, y'all both, it's like y'all got to agree to disagree. You know what
right.
I mean about this whole situation? It's just not going to get solved in no other way because Keisha feels some type of way. Sean is not hearing it, so you know, we might as well let that go. Kenya, go on with the win, fabulous. Let's just move on to some other characters. I don't even know what y'all talking about, but
you
I know
say
her.
She's old. I say
she's
kind.
No, she's being she kind. I know who she is because I know her little career. But when she came to the show and I saw her, I was like, damn, she looked familiar, but
yeah.
That going with the one fabulous is wearing me out, so I've never really paid attention. But when I saw her,
and
I was
my
like,
other,
that's Reese from Deliver Us from Eva. She was just
mm-hmm.
in that movie. So I was like, okay, she is a star. You know, she is a C-list actress. She's
a D-list.
And
I could see.
American Idol, I have to agree with y'all. That guy, I'm so mad they let him go. But I'm going to tell you something. His style, he was like the same. He did not give me the umph. And you already know American Idol. You have to be versatile. He
Ooh,
was not
you
versatile.
You old boots, you're going to say umph.
No, seriously, his style was not, it was always, it's not the same. And the Lazarus, only reason why he's made it that far is because he has a little problem, and he looks like Ricky Ricardo, and they love it, they love his look. Now, speaking-wise, it's questionable. That's why you know a female's going to win this year. It's bound for a female to win because a female hasn't won since when? Since when? The mixed girl, what's her name? The girl who looks, I forgot her name.
Jordan Sparks.
That was the last girl that won. So a female is bound to win. But the black kid.
Really? Jordan Sparks was the last girl to win?
It's been guys. It's been guys.
Oh, my God.
Can I ask a question? How many people on here actually watch American Idol?
I am.
Well,
I
stopped.
I do.
When they let that child, when I'm going to be honest with y'all. I don't know what season that was, but when they let that old looking man that had the salt and pepper hair win
Taylor
over
Hicks.
That other guy,
Mark,
I stopped
Mark,
watching it.
Mark.
Taylor
Mark.
Hicks.
That is
okay.
That season five. I went to season five, and they told me and a lot of people, you just don't have what we – you need to go talk to a record – talk to an A&R, and then when I seen Taylor Hicks win, I boycotted.
I know.
Taylor Hicks, out of all people, y'all let this old, soulful motherfucker that don't nobody remember win this competition and tell me that I need to go talk to a record company. I found out that American Idol is one of those shows, they want you to say, oh, Diana Ross, she helped me so much when she came and coached me. What the fuck Diana Ross going to tell me about singing?
Well, they said they was racist. They said that the producers were racist, and they were trying to sue a couple of competitors was going to sue them. They was going to sue them. I forgot their names. I think one of them was the guy who I forgot his name, but a couple of them wanted to sue, saying that they were racist.
Well, you know what I'm learning about America, and I'm
Keisha,
not going to
what was your question?
Y'all.
I didn't hear your question. I'm sorry. I didn't hear what your question was before J-Rock said what he had to say.
About
American Idol.
Oh, there was a couple of contestants, African-American, was going to sue them for the discrimination, saying they were racist. Because a lot of the black African-American competitors, they got booted off, and they really had true talent. I mean, and you, like you...
Exactly. Now, you got, this is what's happening. It's not that they're racist, it's they're commercialized. It's like, this is what has happened. We went to Austin, Texas, and they had this big stadium of people singing. There was... I was so freaking scared because the first row went down. We had waited in that long line. That first row went down. This girl, she was blowing her. I mean, she blew this song out of the fucking water. She didn't have a microphone or nothing. We heard her all the way in the stands. She didn't make it. So that made everybody like, what the fuck? So everybody kept singing.
And
like, the real singers were not making it. The mediocre singers were making it, and I'm like, I don't get it.
And
well,
think
about it. How many people in the R&B industry right now do you know can pick up a microphone at a concert and really blow?
I mean,
it's no shade. That's what they do now. That auto tunes and all of that stuff. They want to create a star. They don't want stars to come in. They want to be able to create a star. They want to.
And I'm sorry. I will never think like. I will never demeanor myself and take my talent down to Chris Brown or Trey Songz. They can't sing with nothing. I can't
well,
stand all that.
Y'all know. Oh,
that. Now, Chris
wait a minute. So, J-Rock, you went to a party?
I don't know about Chris Brown.
What?
Wait a minute, J-Rock, what did you say? You went to audition for American Idol?
The United States Navy, back in 2005, before Hurricane Katrina, they sent me to Austin, Texas to audition for American Idol because we did it on base. I won in New Orleans, and then I won a singing competition with, I forgot the old school radio station down there that does New Orleans Idol. And then they sent me to Austin to try out. So then I got back there, like, so what's the news? I said, they said that I don't have what they're looking for this season. And my captain was like, what the fuck?
We never knew you could sing. Give us
No. How about you come to a Sky Ball this weekend?
Ooh.
I'm gonna be there. What do you mean? How about I come? We already discussed this.
Well, you'll get your finger
there. Yes, she said. She said what? Wait, we ain't. Well, I will be there, honey.
$250. I don't sing for free no more.
Not to cut you off. Did y'all know that Neil, he auditioned, he was on there, and freaking, what's the judge? He was the maker of the show. What's his name? Simon Cowell didn't think he was talented, and was like, you would never make it. He said Neil. Neil had auditioned for the American Idol. He didn't make
who?
It to the next.
Neo.
Neo. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle looking boy.
Right. And Simon said that he didn't think that he was talented and would never make it. And look at Neo now.
And he's a songwriter. And he's
Wait a minute. Neo has been writing songs. Neo was writing music way before he became a singer. Like,
exactly.
He was writing music for Mary J. Blige and everything. So
he
didn't need to try out for American Idol.
He made Irreplaceable for
Beyonce. That's what I'm saying. Like, that boy don't need to do no American Idol. He like Pharrell.
It was before that. It was before he became big is basically what we're saying. It was before he became big.
Mm-hmm. And look at him now.
Granny. Well, good evening, everybody. But you don't have to listen to this last 30 minutes of the show. Can we get Bishop to call in here and to pray over the show?
Oh, sure.
And if y'all ain't gonna allow him to pray, goddammit, how about we have a sing-off between Bishop and that boy J.R.?
Oh,
shit.
And yeah, because I want to be like Mono on Love and Hip Hop. You talk about you can sing, build out a tune, goddammit. You talk about they rejected us, make us a goddamn believer.
Well, Bishop, you're on the air.
I'm enjoying this motherfucking show because of people.
Bipolar.com.
Man, let me let you know something. name, you should be. Well, my name is. You should be a bishop. Because, honestly, you fucking all these niggas.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
What? Off the motherfucking,
Tiffany,
I can't believe y'all really
want to
entertain
up.
Her like this
Tiffany.
On here.
Tiffany,
I can get you fucked up. Tiffany, I can get you fucked up.
Switchboard cannot take me, girl. I don't know what it is. I mean, I'm like Naomi now. You know, no steal, no surge. Y'all girls cannot fucking take.
Girl,
I mean, I don't know what the problem is.
If anybody needs to see a psychiatrist,
girl.
And while Naomi keeps saying no steal, no surge, I don't understand it when that doesn't apply to her. Girl, she needs to stop it.
Are you saying Naomi got surge?
Yes, clearly. That lady was flat as a pancake, Miss Thing. Now she got a little cake in.
I definitely think her tits are moans. I don't think she got no feeling, huh?
Well, she got something going on.
Moaning is a totally different thing.
She don't give me surge. She give me moans.
Right. I mean, moaning and sell and surge is three. Well, two
yeah,
in
she
the same,
definitely,
but
she definitely moaned out. Mm-hmm.
Tiffany, tomorrow's topic is about mental illness. Please make sure you call in.
Real quick, honey, the switchboard don't fuck with me. I don't feel like I'm no different. Like, listen, let me say this real quick. I'm no different than, okay, why y'all always coming down on me? When the motherfucking real fish think they motherfucking men and they walking out here talking about they trans men, y'all don't say shit. When the motherfucking drag queens or whatever, when the men want to change over and be women, y'all don't say shit about them. Leave me the fuck alone. I'm the same case, honey. I ain't got the time. Don't worry about what I am. Just leave me alone, honey.
It's no shame. I don't think I can sit on the phone 2 hours with Jazzy, honey. No mental illness, honey. Talk about and then the same thing.
That's
call
in.
How?
That's just what Kelly trying to come in.
You said the Kelly trying to come in.
It sounds like
Kelly trying to come in.
Kelly just busses in.
Y'all was coming with Naomi. Oh, bitch, she was coming.
Oh, well, Kelly, come on. We can discuss this.
She's a moaning girl. She's one of the right girls. So it's okay.
And I see that now, Sean, that you are a troublemaker.
No, I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Sean, push through, honey, because you be coming with the drama, no shade.
No, I just think that it just doesn't apply to her when she always say no seal, no search. No seal, no search. Girl, quit it. Girl.
But it's moans, though. It's not the same thing. So she's moaning. It's a totally different thing.
Well,
so
she will eventually.
Sean, let me ask you something. Are you saying that you think that she do need seal, and search?
No.
Well, darling, you said it.
No.
You said it, Naima, honey. Do you think she does?
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, so manly.
Well, J-Rock, speaking of manly, what's with that upside-down video you didn't post it?
Oh, sure.
Now, this Galaxy phone is letting me have it, but I don't feel like doing it over, so they can listen to it right there.
I got a sense on my head that I'm just to watch the video.
Okay, then. Watch it high.
Oh, shit.
I think y'all should have a tiny chat. The Tea Party should have a tiny chat.
Nobody got time for that.
Oh, shit.
So everybody can see who everybody is.
That's for us. That video is for people that like to eat. Literally. People that like to eat, literally.
Oh.
Or when they come to Dallas, the places to go.
No. What will they be eating in Dallas?
Yeah, I was
big old
to place. No, for real, for J-Rock. I want you to take me to that place where Selma was sucking that chicken off the bone.
Oh, my God.
Where is that at?
I put that one in there, too, but address and everything, how to get there.
347-569.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
That was dry.
Dad, why the hell are you still here?
Miss, I thought I was pretty.
I know it's coming.
Read this entire time, bitch, and you just been listening?
Be quiet. The caller wants to talk. I want to talk to the caller, not you.
Hey, what's up? This is Brian.
Brian who? Oh, why you sound so far away? You don't
Brian,
sound
like, you drowning in water.
No.
What's going on, Brian?
Is that better?
That's my
Yeah, okay, that's better, yes.
No, I was just up on Facebook, and I said, oh, shit, it's a show tonight. Let me call. I said, oh, it ain't full, but I see it's not.
Ooh. So what you trying to say?
Nothing. I'm just saying it. Sometimes they get, you know, you get a lot of callers and a lot of people in the show before late at night. So I just took a chance, and I was like, oh, let me just say hey to everybody before I go to bed and whatever. But no, I was just listening in.
Well, we thank you, Brian.
Yeah, but y'all have a good night. I see y'all next week.
See you. Talk to you next week.
See you, Brian.
Hey.
Now back to Dad. Why the hell are you still here?
I can't say no goddamn Dad.
Yes, Granny.
But you can't about me, oh goddamn it! I want to say the Tiffany pig knuckle eat me.
Old ass, honey. Old ass. What you want?
You always going out to eat, and you are always flossing and shit. Why the hell you can't go bail?
I miss her.
Us back up on this motherfucker. What's in heaven? Goddamn it! Is he still in the hall or what?
I hear nothing you said, honey. I hear nothing your old ass said, honey.
She said, why don't you stop with all that damn
shit
and all that food that
you fat ass motherfucking honey.
I was trying to help you because I see grandma needs. So
I want to know why you're not helping you shoot
at
extra time.
She's always going out to eat at Papa Doe's and all this shit. You could have went and been the bed your goddamn father. How about now?
Father is taking very well, because he eating good honey buns and zoom zooms and wham whams, honey. Don't worry about him.
Did she say zoom zooms?
I wrote him a letter. He wrote me back saying he needs some oodles and noodles.
He ain't going to
do that. He's going to be on the bad list for molesting the children.
Oh, he said not oodles and noodles. Granny, Granny, go to your room. I'm going to bring you a nightcap in a minute. Go to your room.
I'm going to go put me back on mute, baby.
Hey, Granny, a nice old coat.
But, it's no shade, but Tiffany, you know I love you damn, but you my sister. Bitch, motherfucker, Enrique, bitch, lit a motherfucker fire under you earlier.
He lit a fire under
who? It's hey, no
Ma,
shade, bitch.
It's been
he
nice.
Burnt.
But
man,
we're about to let you go because we got past
it. No, first of all, he didn't let a fire under anything. He said what he had to say, and I said what the fuck I had to say. So at the end of the day, I'm not need to press no fucking bothered. You must didn't hear my rebuttal, girl. So
oh, no,
what
no,
are you
no. I
about?
Mean, I heard it, but it was just like how he was going off, and then you know, he was like a something, and Tiffany, you was like, well, wait a minute. I was like, ooh.
No, he said, shut up. I'm not going to let you talk.
Oh, right, and I still say what the hell I had to say, and at the end of the day, I still don't give two motherfucking flying fucks, honey.
Bitch,
please.
I have to say,
you're going to hold me to the whole end of the chicken in them two pieces.
Well, bitch, stand clear of the closing doors, honey.
Why do I need to stand clear? Because ain't nobody going to do a motherfucking thing to me.
No, I'm just saying, you know, that's what they say on the subway, honey. You know, stand clear to close the doors.
That's When it's all full, I hear it.
I was listening.
Listen, Switchboard, right. don't be nice to me, Switchboard.
Oh. Oh, shit.
I was just waiting for Tiffany to say there was going to be some flower bringing and singing.
Well, I don't have to say that because it's already known, honey, please. There ain't nobody ready for their mama to put on no black dress, so I ain't worried about it.
Ooh. Oh, no. Ooh. That's not even that serious. Raise the talent and stop the vibe.
I know,
okay.
Right?
Not the egg block, the egg drug.
Oh, see.
It's Switchboard and these motherfucking sound effects,
well,
honey.
Did y'all, okay. Well, since I just want to say that I'm about to get this made on a T-shirt, and I'm about to get it copyrighted. Okay. And my saying is going to be, I didn't know. Because if I'd have heard last night one more time, I didn't know. I was going to hang up my phone and kill myself.
Well, I'm going to get a T-shirt that's called Training's Gone Wild.
Oh, no.
Ain't it a
well,
porn
that's you all
concert?
Day, every day.
Well, Naima, would that be a good look for you?
What, wait a minute, what happened? What you saying?
Don't they got a porn title with that out?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Naima,
are
would
you,
that be
are
a
you hitting around
you?
That you probably would know something like that, then?
I mean, I know all the Gone Wild, but just saying.
I would
hope that a lady of your class and standard would know when you have gone wild or not.
Yeah.
Oh.
Y'all can go private and talk about it. I heard Dave liked that cat meat.
No, I really don't.
Honey, Dad likes to put on the wigs, honey. That's why he's so worried about my paint by number. He's learning for me. He's using me as a tutorial for his goddamn wig obsession, wig and makeup obsession.
Child, Enrique roasted you so hard I had to check and see if it was an apple in your mouth, child.
Girl, Enrique, that motherfucking goddamn apple shop,
so
please,
really
honey. That shit don't
really
get me high, though.
Let's
at the end of the day, what? He said he got to report me. He called me a fat bitch. You think that gives me, like I said, I'm looking in the mirror every day. You think I don't know I'm fat? Just like I know you fat every time you take your clothes off. Ain't no fucking matter.
That is true.
It ain't when a bitch call me fat. At the end of the day, it ain't
I don't
need
that video
no,
of Dave taking
no,
his
well,
clothes
wait a minute.
Off.
No, but did she say it when you take your clothes off, though?
That's what she
don't
said.
Need, Tiffany, I don't need that visual of Dave taking anything off, okay? In fact, Dave should be putting more clothes
I'm sorry,
on.
Jason.
Dave should be putting more clothes on.
I'm not listening to you, girl. Not until after you get that fur coat waxed off of your body.
Girl, you can't take the fact that at least I'm
no,
manly.
No, I cannot take the fact that you have been infected by a Wolverine, bitch. No, I cannot.
Girl. You sitting over there standing like you got fucked by Snuffleupagus and you talking to me?
Yes, I am.
Girl.
You're not going to try it on here tonight.
You better. I'm going to try it every night. Right,
no,
girl,
not.
Right show, right time. Now, you better sit over there and eat that waffle birthday cake, that jasmine ketchup ass, suck on a gallon of Diet Coca-Cola, and eat them two-foot-long turkey subs you got waiting on the side of your goddamn bed, and have a good night.
Oh. Right. She mad when her ass don't pay up.
Child. What kind of cheese you got on that turkey with a provolone, bitch?
Now, you know how only do upscale, bitch, it's provolone.
Oh, and Jason, you try to go talk about, oh, he's into that cat meat, honey. This is Angus over here, honey. Don't try it. I serve
no free promotions. No free promotions. Thank you, Naima. No free promotions.
Nothing cat like about that meat. Come on.
Wait a minute.
You act like
you talk
from experience. Have you seen it?
Wait a minute, Nozabella. Don't try me on this song.
I ain't got nothing to do with that. Don't be blaming me.
Bitch,
I was being
Nozabella.
Nice. I had
wait,
just
no.
Nozabella
Oompa Loompa. The fact that she just said Nozabella.
I had Nozabella Oompa Loompa.
She was being very mean, and I just sent her an entire 3-pack of white out for them toenails, and she gonna try me like that.
Child.
Naima, why do they keep
insisting? I'm the only person who know that you put white out for your manicure, Naima.
Naima, why are they coming for your feet?
Oh, no.
Oh, Lord, here we go. Y'all, please don't be shady to the bishop.
Oh, girl.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Savior. Lord. Oh, Sean, you still here, too? Messy
yes,
Sean.
I am.
Bishop.
Al chocolate eve clog.
Oh,
yeah, I know it. Like, oh, shit. Oh, my God. I'm a bitch.
Are you done?
Did y'all see that clip that Jasmine put up in the... Did y'all see that clip that Jasmine put up in the official ballroom of them people killing everybody just getting a purge or something?
Oh, hold on. Are you
yeah,
dead?
I'm actually going to see that. Thank you, Jasmine.
What is
oh, yeah,
saying?
I
want to
see that. Yeah.
I
want
to see that.
Me, too.
What are y'all talking about now?
It's a movie called The Purge.
Oh, The Traitors. Oh, yeah. Red Snapper.
Oh,
shout
yeah.
out to Red
oh,
Snapper because Red Snapper trying to get that movie shut down.
Yeah,
Man, you can't do that.
Oh yeah, Red Snapper, I love her.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh my God,
I love her, honey.
The trailer scared the shit out of me because I was saying, you know what? What if a shit like this really happens?
I think the government will try to do some shit like that in the future. Yes, I do think. I think anything's possible.
Bitch, for that one day, I'll be right in that panic room, bitch, for that one day.
Uh-huh.
I'll be out every day except for that one day. I'll be right in that panic room, bitch.
But see, that's the shame, though. We got to think about it. We would never have, real people like us, we never would have a panic room because none of us would ever be fucking really rich enough to have
I'll
a
build a panic room.
I may not have a panic room, but, bitch, I have pitchy grenades.
I already got it made up. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna build a room inside of the wall, and then I'm gonna cover it back up with the same thing that looked like the wall, and then I could just enter it through a back entrance or something like that. It's gonna be all
one
bitch.
I'm gonna have a panic room. It's called the basement where you lock that motherfucking door. That can't nobody get in.
I'm small, so I can go right in the dryer, bitch. You'll gag.
They're going to turn that bitch on your ass.
Bitch, they turn that dryer on, and I will be drying right in there while they killing. I'll be drying right in that dryer.
Before you know it,
you
the
doctor suffocates.
That's why I always say I'm 31.
Who's David, I got the phone on mute when you talking to your boyfriend, please.
J Rock, why you mad about your age?
First of all, don't do it.
Huh?
Okay.
Why do it sound like J Rock got his finger up in the air?
And that neck was rotating at the same time.
I didn't have my finger up in the air. I had my
neck rolling. And his neck rolling.
Right, like he was Foxy Love.
First of all, I am laying down in the bed.
Ew.
And I told you.
I thought you slept on hay. Oh no!
Whatever I sleep on, it does not matter.
Yes, it does. Because when I come to Texas, I ain't sleeping on no damn hay.
Right, I got hay fever. Smell that.
Oh, you need to be worried about sleeping in the trap house because that's where my family's at.
Oh,
is that where the boys are?
He's talking to you, Dez.
I was trying to see where the boys are.
I'm sure you want to see where the boys
are.
Right,
that's
all the boys don't like us, Dez.
If you really want to go.
This
all the boys
don't eat y'all don't do enough of talking this hay rolling in goddamn Dallas when y'all see them motherfucking boys come by on them slabs.
I know.
What's a slab? A slab of
rim? I don't know. I'm trying to see.
Rims. There's some ghetto
Rico
shit that they do in Texas, honey.
Some ghetto rims.
They put all cars out here, but it costs a lot of money, so I'll let you know the boys that got your money, they don't.
Oh, they got rims on their
car.
Rims.
This is what slabs is. So if this, you get like a 1988 Caprice Classic box
car
and put like 24s on there and then turn it into a theme car, and you know what I'm saying? And you put your speakers on the outside so everybody outside can hear what you're listening to inside.
Oh, that's
on the outside.
They do that in Baltimore.
That's just a little, wait,
yeah,
that's just
a little
they
too
be
much.
Doing. They be
that's
doing that, similar things
much
like that. In he in Baltimore.
The last time I came to Baltimore, that they got like y'all big thing is like the bike riders. Cause when I went to go get that food or whatever that you know that crab cakes and shit from Baltimore, I met one of the bike rider boys. That's like something big in Baltimore, like the bike rider. Yeah, I met one, honey. They was, you know, living for the dog. You feel me?
Sure.
They was living for the dog, honey. Yes, they was getting my crab cakes for me, honey.
They was getting
you crab
cakes.
I can tell you the name of that expensive. Like it's a restaurant downtown. Remember, I went and I had the whole little thing. They like showed me the whole Boston. Is it Moe's? It was kind of like Bandit. It says two Moe's. One is like all the black folks go to that one, like kind of like a club and hang out and drink. And then it's another one right up the street where they don't play that shit.
Right.
Is that the one I'm talking about?
Which one did you go to, the club or the one further up the street?
I went to the one that had more of the black boys in it.
And that's the
like
one, that's the club. That's the one right across from the Marriott Hotel.
And they be drinking and stuff
and
like
that's where,
in there.
That's where Patron is like $10 a shot or something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where I met the biker boy at, honey. He was, yeah.
And he paid me a crab cake.
Yes, God, honey.
And what'd you get him?
Crabs.
Crab cake.
Y'all niggas can't play, honey. I heard you when he said crabs. I heard him, honey. But one thing about me, I ain't no punta, honey. I keep my pussy clean. Don't cry me, bitch. Okay?
And that's a good thing, honey. That she
child, please, don't you believe that bitch? That child got Dungeness crabs landed in there.
Oh, shit.
Never that, honey. You can't take. You a goddamn big bitter bitch. You know what I'm saying?
That's a BBB.
Yeah, he's an epitome of a BBB.
Yes,
a big bitter bitch, honey. And you can't take, honey, me. It's always another fat hoe trying to come for another big pretty. It's the ugly fat hoes that don't like the big pretty hoes. You know what I'm saying? That would it be.
That's true. And then I can see me not being able to take you either.
Yeah, you can't take. You can't
take what?
Look, all you got to do is get you a good girdle, get you a good body magic.
Oh, shit,
I got body. I got my body magic. I don't know what you're talking about.
Bitch, body
okay.
magic.
Bitch,
yeah.
She said for you to get a girdle. I'm fucking
right. Bitch, I don't fuck with girdle. Bitch, I fuck with body magic, bitch. I suck all this shit in one minute.
You need a motherfucking body magic.
No, I just want to let y'all know, just in case. I just want to let y'all know, just in case it's traced back to me, and I'm going to say it on the air, and somebody get it back to her, Sean DeGrom, yes, I did get people to tweet you and ask you what was happening and why you cut the show for 3 weeks. Yes, I did make them people tweet you, because that's fucking ridiculous. You need to get your shit together, okay? This is not a game.
That is not
how it's supposed to be. Put your show out for everybody to watch, and did you make us anticipate? Bitch, get your life together or cut the show off.
And Sean DeGrom is about to tell you, just like she told that other one, she don't have no control over when them shows air. So y'all bitches going to stop.
No, she better buy some motherfucking rights to Scandal or something, okay? She got her name stamped to this, okay? The public is after her.
Yeah, because
no, I'm not saying
that.
Like that. I respect her. Like, that's a black woman getting her money. Not only is she responsible for did she make
no, Grey's Anatomy, girl.
I mean, Grey's Anatomy. I knew it was a medical show. I
got two medical shows.
Grey's Anatomy and Practice.
And now Scandal. You better work. You better work, Sean DeGrom.
Well, I don't care about Grey's Anatomy and whatever the fuck else that they is, bitch. We talking about Scandal, bitch. Who the fuck cares about the other show? I'm talking about this one particular show Thursday night at 10 o'clock. They come on one new episode and 3-4 whole episodes for the next fucking month. This is unacceptable, sweetie. Black or not, get your shit together.
How you gonna blame her for some shit ABC Disney is responsible for?
Bitch, let me tell you something. When Ron Howard does a show on television, bitch, he lets the people know this is how the show is going to go, okay? No network's taking over that man's show. He might not be the most famous actor, but, bitch, that motherfucking writing and that directing is awesome. He's like the young George Lucas. So, bitch, she better get her shit together, okay? You're black and you're almost an entrepreneur. You need to get your shit together. Buy your show so we can watch it the way we want to, bitch. We black. You know we don't like waiting for shit.
Yeah,
you're one of us. Get it together.
Child, I mean, she's on ABC, honey, and you know ABC is owned by a Jew, so that says everything right there. So, you know,
hell.
The Jew
on
the
Never mind. Next.
They ain't going to let that one go, baby.
Baby, my lawyer's a Jew, so never mind. I don't even want to get on that subject. We can move on to something else.
Y'all sound so racist.
Speaking of racist, y'all heard the song with Nelly and Brad Paisley?
Oh, no.
Is that a racist song, or are they talking about not being racist?
It's talking about not being racist, but they getting all kind of slack behind it.
Well, I thought LL Cool J had one, and the other guy.
Did I say Nelly? I meant LL Cool J.
Yeah, okay.
Why you going to scare the little baby like that?
How you just going to try to resurrect that man's career like that, J-Rock?
You not going to talk about it. He on the Real House Husbands. Leave my baby alone.
No, because you remember Nelly did that over and over again, and so when I think of country and rap, I think of Nelly and the other guy.
But it was LL
Rock, J-Rock, we is not resurrecting Nelly's career. Can we go on the LL in this country, man?
Just not today.
Okay, back to LL in the country, man.
Okay.
I don't get it. Why everybody mad? Why did
I never heard it, so I don't know.
I haven't heard it either.
They said LL Cool J set us back 400,000 years.
400,000 years?
Yes.
Honey,
I mean,
I need a little entertainment now. Can we bring Bishop back, honey? Because,
right, because I'm about to say
Tiffany,
he took us back
Tiffany,
to
let me tell you
something,
bitch. What are you doing over there? What is you doing over there to be all up like that, bitch? Because you is not entertained.
I'm at work. I ain't doing nothing, honey. I'm doing another one of my rehabs right now, honey. I'm so Dallas. I'm being clean and sober.
Trail over there, free-based in ham.
Ooh.
Girl, first of all, bitch, first of all, let me tell you, like, in the great...
A fat bitch
want to
talk to another fat bitch about food.
I didn't say nothing about food.
No,
you just said she was free-based in ham.
Oh, I did.
No.
Damn.
Oh, that's what he said. Free. I thought he said I was freebasing, and I was gonna say,
oh,
honey,
child.
The words.
No, I did not
the,
talk about
the, you. In the words of the late great honey, I don't do crack. It's too cheap and it's whack, baby. Don't get me fucking confused. Crack is whack.
Okay.
Can we bring Bishop? I want to ask him why he's so mad at me.
Wasn't he on the line already?
Bishop, why are you mad at me? Tell me why you mad, son.
Swissbook,
can
you
tell us
Bishop
in less than
300 please?
Words?
Jesus. Bishop?
What?
Incoming transmission.
Yes, incoming. Private caller, how are you?
Yes, hello.
Hey, Maya. Happy belated birthday, Diva.
Yes, thank you. I'm actually going through my emails, and, you know, I've gotten an email from the CEO of Life Alert. They would like to make Cindy Dior the brand ambassador for slipping and falling, and she couldn't get up. So if she doesn't listen, she can definitely email me, and she can definitely put her hand up in her pocket and take the position, and I thank you.
They offering Cindy Dior a job? Life Alert.
Yes, they want us to be the brand ambassador for Life Alert.
I am done.
Life Alert. You know, I've fallen and I can't get up.
That is so
funny. They want to make her the ambassador.
Bitch.
But ain't it a conspiracy, like, you know, who murdered JR, who shot JR, who tripped Sandy or something?
It was the ghost of Angelus Prayer.
Oh, shit.
It was the ghost of who?
It was the ghost of Ashley's Prayer.
I thought it was Ashley's
book.
Bitch,
I am done.
The ghost of the boots.
Oh, the ghost of the boots.
The boots came and tripped us.
Yeah, which is gag. If you've seen the motherfucking video and the boots just hit it across the floor and tripped her.
Bitch, if I see a red boot trip her, I'm going to throw up.
Not the red boots were waiting in the grassy knoll. Bitch, I'm done.
You know, her fall could have really been serious. She's nobody's spring chicken, honey. She could have broke something. Child. She really should have.
Let me tell you something. No, baby, let me tell you something. I motherfucking love Sandy Dior. I love her to death. But, bitch, when I saw that motherfucking video, I said, oh, she is going to pay for this when I see her.
Dior.
Bitch,
Dior's a
I
the floor.
To ask
Dior.
Because I know he's been around for a long time in the ballroom scene. Is she an icon or is she legend? Because one post put legend, another post put icon. So I have one to ask you.
I'll put it to you like this. I've seen a few icons said that they don't. She's not an icon, but I don't know. I guess within her time of being around, I mean, I think she has been out since like 94. So I mean, you know.
So what did she do? Like she was a big girl performance or something?
Yeah,
like
she was.
She was always big girls performance, realness, stuff like that. I mean, she. I forgot what House Sandy was in. I think she was
Dior.
In Zorahi. I'm not
Dior.
Really sure. No,
she was in House
I think,
of Dior.
No. I think
no,
she was in Zorahi before that. There's always a beginning, like Mystery. Mystery was in Zorahi before he started Dior. So there's always a beginning for most of the people.
I don't
and
know.
Exception
I've
all,
always known
Chanel.
Her Fandy Dior.
Yeah, but no.
Well, no,
she
that
was,
is true,
before
though.
She came out,
somewhere.
There's always a beginning. There's always a beginning. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, she was Sandy Mizrahi before she was Sandy Dior, and so is Mystery, who
well,
is
Nancy
father Sandy and
before.
Mother. They were mother and father Dior. But I would say this, Tiffany, with her years of being in the ballroom and being Mother Dior and the house still going and being around in Baltimore, I haven't
and
seen
she's falling
in the
place. And
I would say,
well,
I would
minute.
Say, hold
so
on, hold
Dior's
on, I would
a
say.
Based out of what?
The Dior's
because
a based
I've never
out of
seen
New York.
At no, I don't know.
Let me tell you something, Tiff. I don't know where they gone, but I know when I came to that free ball in Baltimore, bitch,
they were in full force.
No shade. It was like no shade. It had to be like 30 of them that walked up there.
Because she gave them all bags and they were able to walk, honey. That's why.
Well, I don't know. I'm just going to answer your question and we can move on. I would say with time, yes, Sandy would be an icon, but I don't know about the extra things that come along with it, the accolades and the acknowledgement and the recognition within the time of her and Hall of Fame and, you know, being
right.
considered an icon. I don't even think she's been up for consideration. So I would say no on the political point, but yes on the years.
Well,
oh,
I do like that they say that they one thing about it, they say them kids don't play about it. Like I guess she's really loved and all that kind
oh,
of stuff.
Oh yeah, they love her damn.
No, I mean to know her is to really love her, but she really is she really cuts up. Like Sandy really does cut up. She's like a I don't give a fuck type of girl. But
yeah,
I don't know her to really love
she
her.
Don't give a fuck.
The same thing with Ashley. If you know Ashley, Ashley's a sweet girl, but you know she does cut up. She
didn't
really
y'all
have
that?
Con-
didn't they have that conversation last night? Please, we are not repeating conversations.
Okay.
They had that conversation about Ashley last night.
I have a question.
Now,
about
if we
want to
talk
about
Ashley's
Ashley.
Boots, we can talk about the boots. But I don't want to talk
about Ashley's boots.
Somebody
had in the room. Rest in peace, Ashley Boots. Are they dead?
No, she did come back on there after that poster said, where did she go? So she is still around, lurking
oh,
in
okay,
all the shadows.
I was so hurt. I was hurt. I was torn.
And to answer the question, no one is reading her status of her history.
No,
I
who was reading
her?
Her.
No.
I'm
not
reading her. Question.
I wanted to know because I seen one video they put.
She,
it
asked,
put
my, she asked my opinion, and I gave her my opinion. So whoever's saying that I'm reading her, I was not reading her. I gave
Ashley,
my opinion on Tiffany's question. That's it. I did not read Sandy or disrespect her.
Can I just
Ashley,
say this? Wait a minute, Sean. Let me take this call. 347-734. Wow. Interesting number.
Did you say interesting number?
Yes, because it's 347-734. That's backwards. Private, and they're gone. Private caller.
Now we had a word.
Bitch, don't question me. I got the switchboard. Thank you, fat ass. Private caller. They're
fuck
gone.
You, yellow, hairy back half of.
Now, why is Boy,
I mean,
on
we got
anyway?
One big girl for realness. We don't need two.
Why is Rewind still on here?
I don't know, but I wish D would call
don't
in and
sure
call
don't
and
get your ass
on and
find out.
Damn, girl.
You better get your ass back to that counter and get my french fries, Shirley.
Ooh.
Girl, you haven't had the boot bitch since I don't know, since October? Is that right? I don't want to know.
Ain't nobody going to talk
baby, you don't got the boot since October. Why are you
what
still?
Boot?
Bye, girl. Bye. And tree boy. Funny. That's what you
I would like to say
good.
Something concerning Sandy.
Okay.
She is definitely an icon, honey, because if you really look at it, Mark, all these new girls that are legends, Laomi's a legend,
listen,
honey, now.
Hold on, Sean, before you break it down, listen
okay.
to the words I said. I said politically,
right.
Always
not.
Keyword.
Okay,
uh-huh.
He said
listen to the keywords that I used. I said politically, she's
mm-hmm.
not. But with
mm-hmm.
time and her time and boardroom scene and what
years
she's done, I would say yes. That's what I said. I did not say that Sandy was not an icon. I did not say that she was. I just went into two different eras.
Okay, right. And
Right, because, you know, you have all these young girls, honey, that are legends and stuff like that. Right, and all these years she's been walking way back then when Yolanda and all those girls were walking and stuff like that. Like, actually, I think Yolanda should be coming up to become an icon herself. And Deja too. So, you know, it's a lot of girls.
But
that
you got to remember what they're doing. They're doing the consistency thing. If your time in ballroom is not consistent and you're not still out there, you know, bringing the noise or whatever, they're really kind of paying it. Because there are people that should be icons like Stanley Milan and Hickaby and people like that that I would think that would be icons, but they're not. So, you know, I just, that's how they're doing it. Being in the Hall of Fame and being an icon are not the same thing.
I always thought that was the last step. That's what I had.
Yeah, I always thought once you're in the Hall of Fame,
no,
then you
Hall
are
of Fame, you could
icon.
You could be a Hall of Famer and be a legend. You don't. There is no. I don't think that there's a status of a status quo. I don't think you're just going to be a star and become a Hall of Famer. But I think with your credibility, depending on what you've done and you know what you the community and all of that stuff, it all comes into an account with Hall of Fame. It just doesn't come out of nowhere. You don't have to be an icon or any last step for that. Some people have gotten achievements. I don't think Alvernian. I think Alvernian
well,
was in the Hall of Fame before
well,
he was
this
an
just
icon.
This just came from the chat room. And if Tony's listening, Tony, you can come on and you can say something if you choose to. But somebody in the chat room said, well, Tony has, if we're going on technical, Tony has never walked consistently.
Tony who?
They need to
right?
be specific about which Tony.
Right,
so please
like
be specific.
Chat room, which Tony are you talking about? Well, we know they're not talking about Tony Revlon.
Oh, no. You just can't deny that now.
Oh, child.
Well, who's Tony? I'm Tony. I know it's Tony Milan and Tony Revlon and who else?
Right.
They
well,
gotta
I'm
be
trying
talking
to
about
get
Tony
clarity.
Milan.
Well, somebody, well, I'm trying to get clarity now.
They have to be talking about Tony Milan. That's who they're talking about.
They don't take
well,
that.
No, they're saying Tony Revlon, but...
Please. Tony Revlon just won Jasmine's ball, bitch. Please, sit down.
Okay.
Regardless of the fact
I'm
that
thinking that
still,
they were talking about...
Won.
I'm thinking it's because Nannis is debating the chat room because some are saying you can't question... Laura's saying you can't question Tony Milan's either, but that's who I thought they were talking about. I thought they were talking about Tony Milan.
Well, with Tony Revlon, I don't think that he'd be around to answer the question, but Tony Milan is around. If they want to ask Tony Milan what they want to ask Tony Milan, they can come on and ask Tony Milan what they want to ask him. I'm pretty sure he's listening, so... If they want to ask him, then ask him. That's a different story. We not Sandy's not around. We just, you know, having an opinion about that situation. If they want to know something about Tony Milan, he can come on the phone and answer it.
I
know one thing I'm going to have a question for, and I see that goddamn Corey, honey, in Dallas. Why the fuck did he have that boy on that goddamn video keep getting in there? Niggas motherfucking can't see because I'm real. Blah, blah, blah. Who the fuck was that on that camera? He was giving me a headache.
Oh,
what?
That boy who kept interrupting everything, talking about, yeah, I sat motherfuckers best. I sat they heavy hitters. Motherfuckers can't think I'm real. And
I
don't know.
It. Well,
that light skinned boy
with
some motherfucking tattoos in his face. When Kelly was in there trying to get that sandwich and the police weren't having it. You know that video,
I need to go. I really need to start watching more Ballroom Doorbags because I miss everything.
Are you talking about Vogue Night?
Yeah, the Vogue Night thing,
yeah. I don't know. He kept saying, oh, yeah, because I took somebody out the house and they niggas is jealous and I'm real. He was a mess.
He was high boop. He was higher than a motherfucking Christmas tree. Let me tell you something, honey. They had him, Sean, did you catch it when they had him voguing? Like, he was trying to vogue against Boogie Revlon and he was walking up on Boogie and, honey, he was doing, like, come on. He felt like, you could never. And Boogie was looking at him like, bitch, get the fuck out of here. Like, this was a clown, honey. I need to know who that clown was. And why did Corey
Tony Milan said Hickaby is an icon.
Oh, I didn't know that they made Hickabee Icon. I love Hickabee, so excuse me, Hickabee, but it's just people that I don't, that have not become an icon that I would see. I would think they would become icons, like Sean said, before the new ones. But, you know, like I said, they all have a different account of how they hold and bring people into the, you know, legends and icons and stuff like that. So I can't really answer them type of questions.
Child, well, I will say this, honey. For all those old girls that have been walking for years and years that have stopped walking, all they have to do is walk a few more balls and, you know, win a few grand prizes and they'll be icon if that's how they want to do it. You know what I'm saying to you? So
I mean, I would understand that, too, as well, but, I mean, I don't know if it'd be that easy. But,
easy.
So, Deb, that's all you got to do. Since you want your legendary status, just come out to the floor.
Oh, my God. When did I say something about legendary
status? Wait a minute.
Ever?
He's been walking since Willie was alive, and he ain't got no status
yet. Girl,
I am going to drop dead right now.
Incoming
transmission.
336-303.
Yes, hi, panel. How y'all doing?
How are
Good.
You?
Hey,
hello.
How you doing?
I was just wanting to comment about what you said about Corey and that light dude that was on ballroom throwback. Like, I really don't even really feel like anybody that was even mad at the situation, to be honest.
Huh?
What was it about, Carla? Was you there? Did you see it? What was that given?
Yeah.
Well, it was like he took somebody out of Revlon, and now he just made up his own house, and now he's trying to recruit people into his house.
Who made a house?
Who is the boy?
I'm talking about
Carla?
The light-skinned guy that was on Ballroom Throwbacks with Corey.
Yeah, you know his name? Do you know his name?
I don't know his name. No, I don't know.
Me neither. Yeah, me neither.
Didn't he say something about the House of Icons?
He's a little late queen that has just started some little fake house.
What's the name of the fake house?
Is it a Kiki house?
I'm sorry.
What's the name of the fake house?
I said, great. He said something.
His name is Jason Icon.
Oh, Jason. Oh,
I'm an icon.
Man,
words.
Oh, so he's an icon.
Yeah, but, you know, I just wanted to speak to the panel and say hi.
Yes, I'm an icon.
You know, hopefully I will see y'all in Virginia.
Oh, wait a minute. Are they talking about Jason Icon the Twister?
Yes.
That's what I was about to say.
So what's the name of his house?
Jason Icon the Twister. I don't know. Okay.
His name, his name is Jason Icon.
He
took someone. His name is Jason Icon. He took someone from Revlon and put them in the Icon Reload. Yeah, that's what he is.
But you know what? He definitely reminds me of a younger face when he first started coming out walking realness. He realness with a twist, honey. He reminds me of Face a little bit, child.
Just a second, guys. If you're listening from the chat room, you have about 6 minutes to call in before the show goes into recording.
All right,
night
night, panel.
Bye.
Thanks. Good night.
Yes, he was carrying down, honey. Like,
I need to start looking at
Bob
on throwbacks then. He reminds me of a Face, honey, our old Face, the way he used to act, honey. That's all that is, Face revamped.
How he was walking up on Boogie, honey, that Vogue he was giving Boogie was so old, late, and tired. It was an ashes-to-ashes, dust-to-dust situation, honey. It
oh, my
dead,
God.
Honey.
Oh, he was giving one to Dev.
No, bitch, my motherfucking performance is always on point. Never doubt that.
Oh, my God.
Well,
your
ankles
beg to differ.
Oh, no.
Who begs to differ?
Your ankles.
I think she said your ankles piggly wiggly.
Your ankles. Girl. That'd be about you as good as you walking in high heels up that line. Ain't nobody worried about that.
Wait, so, like, why do they keep talking about your weight? Like, how much do you actually weigh, though?
Who is this,
Doc? Yeah. The question's not directed to
what
you
think. You're talking about Dev.
Yeah, I'm talking about Dev. How much do you actually weigh? Because
about 450.
Your mother.
Bitch, my mother did. Watch your motherfucking mouth, you fat wagon whale.
Orca was a great big whale. I knew a fat girl who tipped the scale. Y'all remember
That's why I love Tiffany.
Tiffany, how you gonna
bust out with nice and smooth?
Yes, girl, Tiffany, you, I love you, you old bitch, because you go.
Yes.
Yeah. She caught you. Well, no, but you had to catch Orca, bitch. I'm a fuck.
Honey.
That's what Jason just said. Jason said, you said Orca, so it brought me into that song. Yes. You won't tell. I won't tell. Yes, God. Like, ooh, where y'all at?
Bitch, I'm done. Oh my God, Laura, stop.
At the end of the day, I love this.
Oh my
Don't
God,
listen, like, we
oh
read
God.
Each other, but I love this,
bitch,
fat ass. Don't get it.
Bitch, what? Do you see this motherfucking picture Laura posted up in this motherfucking chat?
Who is it up? Is it on me? Yeah, I can't get
no,
it on
it's,
right
oh
now.
My God.
I speak your way.
No. Tiffany, I'm about to send you this picture.
Not that big old body with them little ass legs.
Tiffany, yes. I'm about to send this motherfucker picture to your inbox, bitch.
Oh
you are going
God.
To
oh
die.
God.
Is it for me?
My
yeah,
neighbors are
no,
like, what
dead.
The fuck is going on?
Incoming
oh
transmission.
Incoming Dev, transmission.
Dev, you're not shaped like that, are you? I hope
no,
Enrique, you're back.
Hey, everybody. What's going on?
I said Enrique was in Key.
Shaw,
Dad, we don't listen
fine.
To you.
Fuck you, lesbian.
Bitch,
what,
I might be
you?
A lesbian, but I ain't a fat one. Bitch,
yeah,
looking like
is.
Rosie O'Donnell.
I see
say,
things
Tiffany?
Are back at 2 years, things
said,
are back.
Where you from, Sean? Like, where you came from? Where you from?
I'm from Brooklyn, honey.
Okay. Yes, I do like that voice, that accent.
Tiffany.
I love
Jesse,
yeah,
did you.
You
get the picture in your
inbox? Well, I'm glad to show here on the show with me tonight, Sean, because I get tired of people asking me, am I calling in like you?
Okay, let me see if I can get it.
I need you to post it in the group. I need you to post it in our room.
Oh, okay. I'm going to post it in a London Tea Party, bitch.
Oh, no, that wasn't the one. That ain't where I wanted you to post it at.
Well, that's where it's getting posted.
God damn it. Fuck you.
No, thank you. I'll eat. I don't fuck wine. I cook it.
You what?
Damn.
Enrique.
Yes.
Thank you for reading the dog shit out of Tiffany.
No, we're past that.
Dev, it was nice having
wanted...
you sit with us tonight. It
we're
was nice
that.
Having you sit with us tonight, but now we're going. Now Enrique is here. We no longer need you to fill his seat. Good night.
And the picture is up in the group.
No, but I just wanted to say that that was a really good memorial they had. Her family was there. Kelly's family and everything was there. It was really nice. People was halfway respectful, so it was good. It was
halfway
really good.
Respectful?
Well, you know. You give what you can, and that's it. But it was really nice, though. I enjoyed myself. I did. That was it. What, I got crickets? What's going on?
I'm looking at a picture of Dev eat a Subway sandwich like he never ate before.
Oh, okay. That's what it's giving.
Child.
That picture is motherfucking classic, bitch.
I can't fucking see the picture, Mark, because I'm on my fucking phone and trying to be on the internet at the same time. You know what Ms. iPhone gives, honey. She is pissing me off.
Oh, you know what? You can't see no other groups.
No, not while I'm on the phone, because it's like it won't let me get no internet connection because I'm on the fucking phone. They can sprint.
Oh,
these pictures are some motherfucking tea. I'm going to have to wait till the show goes to see all those fucking pictures. I'm irritated now, honey.
Oh, my God.
Where's Bishop at?
Oh, save the police, Lord.
Yes, I want to know if we can mend our relationship. Or have we come to the end of the road like boys and men?
That ain't never going to happen until he gets you in the bed, honey.
Ooh.
And that's just that.
Child, that's going to be a
he
big
deal. He's not
going to
get me there, honey. He's not going to get me there, honey.
What
if
you
don't have, if you don't have a penis, that's what you want.
No.
So what did you say to yourself when you...
Tiffany, what did you say to yourself when you seen his meat? You know, did you get a little tingly or whatever? Like, what happened?
No, actually, I was like, it was big. Like, I was gagging that he just wants, like, so much. Like, he wants his back fine because it was just kind of, like, big. And then, you know, I was like, I couldn't tell. I mean, he had his ass so greased up.
Like, the
ass was kind of throwing me off from the dick. But he had the dick, like, between his legs. And then he had his ass tooted out, you know, greased up. And then he had
all
his legs.
Oh,
come on,
like,
damn. I was like,
wow.
Damn, bitch, if you working with something.
Wow, you must have looked at that picture for a minute, honey.
I looked at it. I seen it the first time, and then it got took down. And then I just seen it again, like, maybe 30 minutes before we got on the show. Listen, I don't have to look at, like, I don't look at Bishop and get, like, you know, all hot. I got a baby daddy who was motherfucking slanging. And you know what I'm saying? Banging and slanging, honey. I'm not worried about what Bishop got, honey.
Bishop, can switchboard, can we get Bishop on the line, please?
Oh, my God.
I got to know. What's his style? Tell me why you mad.
Oh, Bishop.
Mad?
Well, I guess Bishop, we lost Bishop's signal. Oh, well, Bishop's gone till next week.
Oh, so he basically, you know, he had to do another line. He'll be back, you know what I'm saying, once he... you know what I'm
come
saying?
On.
Once he comes down a little bit.
Come on, Bishop.
Oh, speak. You know what? Speaking of lines, is that the reason why Sandy fell? Because she, you know, she did a 1-2, honey, and you know she was.
I'm not speaking on that because I don't know that lady, and I hear good things about her, so I don't want to just rip into that lady. I don't know her. I have no feelings. She seems really nice. Her children love her. So, you know, I'm just going to say that looks like it was an alcohol, you know, induced thing. Because if y'all really catch it, no shame to him. If y'all really catch the aftermath, if y'all catch
wait
the aftermath with
no. No, Laura going to say she thinks she popped a Molly's motherfucking wig was snatched off and she was sweating.
Oh, yeah, popped a Molly, I'm sweating. Woo!
Oh,
no, but this
Molly,
is the thing that if y'all really catch it, though, did y'all look at the aftermath? Did y'all catch the aftermath when Corey had all the people was coming out the ball and he was asking them whatever, and they had got her. They were trying to stop the talk to them, but the people was helping her down the steps, baby. She was out of it then, and they was like, honey, they was not trying to stop for that aftermath video, honey. And she didn't have the wig on going down the stairs. It was just that peach hair color.
Oh, my God, y'all are not going to do this.
No, I'm saying, what color is that dye? It was a peaches and cream color. Like, I'm not what?
God. Switchboard,
well,
I'm going, wait a minute, what is this?
She's maybe the dog got in her eyes. That's why.
Can Mark or somebody, can one of y'all call Devin on three-way? Because somehow or another he got disconnected. Oh, well, Chanel.
Trying to
push
some stubby, those fat, stubby little fingers, honey.
Yeah, Sean, since you're Devin's new fan... Girl, you can call him.
Sean don't want him to have his number, honey.
No, ma'am, honey. I don't know that lady like that.
Exactly. He ain't going to be sitting up here trying to catfish Sean, sending him all the damn pictures. When he was 200 pounds lighter, no
ma'am.
They're about to try to catfish Sean. He gonna get his number, honey. He gonna be texting Sean, and I'm thinking about making a trip. You know what I'm saying? And honey, he gonna start sending him a picture of all them outdated trophies from 1993.
No ma'am. Y'all are shit. Is J Rock still here? Because we get quiet after a while. J Rock, are you over there playing with your meat?
First of all,
J-Rock
I'm
do that every
down.
Week, too. He gets sleepy and he go to bed. And
that's
like,
what he over there. He over there playing watching My Vista and getting sleepy.
I am not watching My Vista. I was listening to y'all because
I gotta get up early in the morning.
Over there playing with Calvin or whatever the hell that man's name is. I forgot his name. You know I know the T's, the highways and the byways. Don't fuck with me, J-Rock.
Oh.
I got you. Let's see if you get your liquor. How about that?
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry.
You changed that tune real quick.
I'm sorry. You know I need the liquor to go with my eight ball. Shit, don't play with me.
Oh, God, girl. You is crazy. You and your eight ball, girl.
That's right, baby. I play a lot of pool, baby.
Mm-hmm. Sure you do, girl.
You do. They say you got a pool stick.
Mm-hmm. I ain't Naima. Watch out now, honey. Naima the one with the pool stick, not me.
Oh, no.
Sean, you ever seen cat meat before?
Oh, no, ma'am. I don't play those games, honey. I don't do that.
I don't know if that's a cat, no say.
You ain't never seen cat meat?
No, and don't want to. No, ma'am.
I'm not going to do this with cat meat. Jason, you
see
cat meat?
I've seen cat meat.
When did you see some cat meat, Jason?
Every ball tape I've ever watched.
Oh, no, for real. No shade. For real, no shade. We got to talk about this. Now, we done talked about Sandy and discussed that. What the fuck was up with that girl kicking that girl like that? In that
Jasmine
video.
Kicking Davina.
No, not kicking her, grabbing her legs and that girl fell face floor. I'm sorry.
I was going to ask
no
about that. What was that about?
Baby, if that would have happened to me, I would have said, fuck a ban list, bitch. I would have took that ban list with stripes, baby. And I would have had to commence the whooping that ass. Huh?
No, I didn't
I'm sorry.
See that.
Well,
I think,
I'm not mistaken, I think Davina kicked her first. And then Jasmine grabbed her leg or something.
From the post that they posted, the people that were there said if she did kick her, they said it was like she was doing her stunt, you know what I'm saying? And it was like a senseless accident, like she did not try to kick the girl on purpose. But, like, girl, you literally held that girl leg for real and you made her fall on purpose. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes when you're doing your stunts, you might hit the other person or you might, you know what I'm saying? It's not intentional. You feel me? But I just was like, Lord, I hope that lady okay.
Are you talking about
really
the girl that
like,
looked like she body slammed the other girl?
Yes.
God, when they get old, they're going to have back problems and neck problems.
I just hate the part like Mark was saying about the political thing because my whole thing is like if it would have been the other way around, it would have been a motherfucking brawl in there, honey. They would have been trying to attack, you feel me, on behalf of her. But because,
Was James Icon there? I probably wouldn't have done that if James was
Both of those girls are his daughters, so I think it's pretty much level.
Right.
And their sisters anyway. They both were icons together. So I don't. You see, they hugged at the end. You know. So I
no, they didn't. She walked off, honey. What you talking about? They hugged at the end. No, they did not. As soon as after that happened, she walked off. What do you mean? They
Davina
was like,
Vogue's down though. Davina Vogue's down.
Oh, bitch. Oh,
they was like, Davina, you okay?
They need to go back to the old days when the girls like Yolanda and them used to give honey, "Don't touch me." Okay.
Exactly. No. That's my sister. I love her down. But
yes.
My sister does a lot of touching.
Who,
okay?
Yolanda?
She will try.
Yes, Yolanda does touch.
You.
She does touch.
She will touch
she
you.
Does.
She will try.
Oh, she
you.
Can, but I think
oh,
it should be no touching.
Oh, she
I think
can
it
touch
actually
you,
should
but
be
you
no
can't
touching.
Touch her. That's what she gives, honey. Yes, you're right, honey.
Did one of y'all call me?
Okay, well, all right. Well, since you said it that way.
Yeah, she does a lot of touch. I mean, she broke down, but she was a touchy girl.
Yes, she
so.
Was. Well,
did one of y'all call Dave?
Oh, my God. Okay.
Well, all right. I'm just asking the question, child. Pay it and pop, honey. Eat a Tootsie Roll and pop. I don't care. I mean, it is
Nobody
the man's birthday.
To Jimmy John's.
Oh, it's Devin's birthday?
Yeah, it's Devin's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Tell him to call my phone.
Yeah, tell him to call my phone. Phone because my phone ain't, I ain't on the right phone to be cooking over on the three-way.
Happy birthday. I'm going to give him a platter.
Happy birthday,
Emma. From Publix.
You going to give him a lamp
call him, but I don't know how to use my phone.
I'm
going to
give him a platter of sandwiches from Subway. I mean,
oh,
from Publix.
Subway platter.
Wait a minute.
Call
him
my phone.
For yourself? Just for him?
A variety. What should he eat like that anyway at home? So what you mean just
girl,
for
I
him?
Can't.
What's up?
I can't.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, Poppy.
Y'all
hey, Poppy.
Y'all know that boy only eat one meal a day.
Oh, please.
One
yeah,
very
know.
Big meal.
Sit up there like Miss Sophia sitting in that room. Sitting in that room. Sitting in Well, that's why, Tushar, you don't really have to be worried if you was going to call him because he ain't going to never travel to come. He might blow your phone up, but he ain't going to never travel to come see you.
Oh,
child,
I
ain't
got time for all of that.
He just going to catfish you the whole time.
Well, you can't catfish him because you already know what he look like, so you can't catfish him.
But he's going to catfish
We don't know
him
what Dave look
pictures.
Like. We don't know if those
he's
pictures
gonna
is his.
He's
going to
catfish him with the pictures when he was 200 pounds lighter. Those are the catfish pictures.
My
oh, Lord. Dez, call my phone.
Call Enrique's phone so he can bring you in.
Come on, Dez, so we can sing happy birthday to your big papa. I love it when you call me big papa.
Girl, don't disrespect Biggie like that.
Phone, tell him wrong phone, wrong phone. I'll call him. Never mind, never mind. He's calling my
phone. Oh, I'm sure he knows how to cook, honey. Well, he in cooking school. Oh. Okay.
That's how he thinks he's going to keep the date.
Bitch, y'all got to catch these punchlines, bitch. Naima's motherfucking who and his oh. Bitch.
I know I might be sleepy, but I'm catching it.
Oh, my God. I am fucking dying over here. Y'all ain't killing
Naima
me.
Naima need to be quiet because it's sad that the whole world know Naima paints her toes with white out for French pedicure.
Y'all are going
he heard about that all the way in Chicago. Now, that's a goddamn shame.
Oh, shit. Stop it. Fine.
Oh, my God.
I'm
well,
about to start my air conditioner on, honey. It is hot.
Wait a minute, what happened? Somebody say something?
What happened, Naima? What's the tea, Naima?
Excuse me?
What's the
Naima,
tea,
is it true that you paint your toenails with white out?
No, I don't paint my damn toes with no damn white out.
Kevin's on the phone.
Well,
I
that's what these girls are.
Of course, she doesn't. She gives
that's what these girls
so
are
gonna
on
make
the phone
the
giving
that
Emma.
You said they're giving that. I paint my toenails a while.
They on the phone giving that you paint your toenails with white out.
Shit.
803. Oh shit. 803-747.
You bitches better bring it. Throw that wrong shit. Told her she was going to slap her motherfucking ass if she catch her ass.
What?
What I miss?
What, Naima?
Huh? Oh, my God.
Child, when I tell y'all it is hot in this house, I got the fan on, honey. I am in here, honey, in my birthday suit, honey.
Oh my God. I had took me
Oatmeal bath earlier, honey, and I was looking for somebody to come in.
What you got?
Oatmeal bath. No, you know what? When the seasons change, I get like a little light rash on my arm, and so I had, took an oatmeal bath early, and that normally gets rid of in like 2 days. It just came up. I just noticed yesterday. I was like, oh no, bitch, I need to go get my oatmeal. I just took an oatmeal bath, and then I've been walking around cooling off and everything, honey. I don't got no curtains up in this new house, so you know it's just the Venetian blinds.
Oh, it sounds like
you walk around giving people shows, Naima.
So you
yes,
tell me
they
are
seeing the great wall of China up here.
You down here for good now?
Huh?
You down here for good?
No, I'm going back home this weekend to New York, but no, I'm just, you know, I've been down here, you know, take care of my mother.
Right, that's why I thought you were down here for good.
No, honey,
you just
want to
go back and forth. That's smart.
Well, you know, I've been down here like a month now.
No, I thought she was back in New York.
Mm-mm, no, I've been down here, my honey. It's time for me to tip on, you know, I need a break. So, you know, everybody else is coming in,
no,
you know, to tend for her and everything. But,
mm-hmm,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's,
I need
about
to
wait.
It's
about to get lovely on the pier. You want to go get you some?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. It don't have to be nice outside, honey, for me to get a snack.
tell them, Naima, you got the realest of a twist group.
Oh.
Tell them, Naima.
Oh,
what you saying about
it? Yes, my baby.
We know what Naima is.
I said, Mama go to Staples, get that 3-pack of white out, and she going out the door.
Wait a minute. Why don't they put your late ass back on hold? Because you don't belong on Tuesday. it's always a CD girl around, honey, lurking some doggone where.
The dog is going to get that for you and your stern hooves.
Naima, be nice to him. It's his birthday.
Al, what's your birthday? Let me see. You seem like I think of a birthday chat. Let me see.
No, we don't need that. I tasked it.
A big fat bitch in a basket.
He wants some tube steak.
Chow.
Ooh.
Well, oh my God.
What are you doing for your birthday, Jess? What are you doing for?
I got to go to class today.
So you're not going on any dates or
no,
hanging out with any friends or anything?
I have planned my orgy for later.
How was the memorial?
Oh, it was really nice. Why didn't you come out, Naima, if you was in town?
Oh, no, honey. I was in here with my rash on my arms. I didn't want to go out and the girls give her, wait a minute.
Again. But yeah, it was nice, though.
It was really nice. Was it packed? Was it a lot of people or no?
It was a lot of people. It was packed. I mean, I haven't been to our A-list in a while, so it was a lot of new faces and stuff like that. But, you know, they tried to finish it, but they couldn't, of course. You know, people always want to cause just a little bit of drama, but it was nice, though. I enjoyed it.
They had drama in the memorial, sir.
Oh, okay. No,
I mean, nothing like fights and stuff. People just not want to collide with the categories and stuff
like
that.
What the girls did. Uh-huh. I know.
Right.
You know, I know what they did, honey, down here, but no.
My daughter had called me, and I was thinking about it,
but child, once I got in that bathtub and I got out and I was walking around and I was airing it out, and, you know, I was like, no, I'll just stay on in here, honey. I ain't missing nothing.
So you must have got a date in that open window then.
No, honey. I think I have a slight piece of tongue, though, this man next door.
Child, you're on my way to go slay Bishop. Damn.
No, Bishop's dead. That's the shade. That's why he ain't.
Oh, that's what it is. Mm.
Child, please.
You bit to stay.
It's hot, honey. I'm underneath this fan, honey. This fan can't blow enough air.
Yeah, it was kind of hot. I was kind of, like, way gagging about that.
Child, y'all suck dick. Fuck y'all,
man.
We got 50-degree weather here, and y'all got 75.
50-degree weather?
80.
Still, 80. I mean,
oh,
I'm
so
80s.
Over it.
Oh, 80-degree weather.
Bitch,
yeah,
we got 80. We got 50 and raining. Bitch, I don't want to rain on my birthday. It just carries.
We got life.
So, Dez, I got an inbox message that said, Aunt Dez, is it true that every time you turn around, it's his birthday? I'm just reading the message. They said, is it true? Ask him, is it true that every time you turn around, it's his birthday?
So, how am I supposed to respond to that? No. Okay, I'm in a war mood. No. You nameless, faceless id. No.
Not nameless and faceless.
We ain't seen a picture of you since 2003.
We ain't heard you winning shit since 2000 and nothing. So we don't
have to play the
We're not about to play that game.
Wait a minute. It's not this.
again, what, play what game? I've only walked one time and I won. So what are you talking about? So what are you saying?
Well, I made some lasagna earlier, you know, but
that's over.
But it was, you know, it was
now
full
back
blood,
to it, girl. This thing, how many times have you walked?
As many times as you got them dusty trophies over there.
Don't worry about it. They all collected dust because they all been won.
Honey, Jesus, girl.
It's no shame.
Don't worry about
you.
It. We'll send Miss Tiffany Escott and all the rest of the girls from the woods down there to slay you.
Oh.
The real women.
Somebody said, until you be Percy, shut the fuck up.
Child, Miss Percy don't walk balls. Yes, she does. No, she doesn't.
Oh.
Miss A ain't walked the ball since 1991. It's
well,
okay, and that's the last time she's ever walked a ball. Miss A has never walked a ball since I've been to the floor, and that's since motherfucking 2000. The girl has never walked a ball. She's been in hiatus since motherfucking 92. The girl has never walked a ball.
She walked
performance, and she was trying to walk runway. She walked performance one time. She lost to an Asian. She was trying to walk then, and she was losing. The motherfucking girls transcended her, beat her out, and sent her packing on her way.
Oh.
If the girls ever want to try that and say, I need to beat her, she's no one to beat. I got a legend.
What are you talking about?
Personally. And maybe a statement and maybe a star here and there, but she's no one to battle.
Ooh.
So Miss Percy, whole lot of names, Ultra Omni this year, can go have a
Ooh.
Seat.
Ooh.
Or did she want me to run through all the names?
Ooh.
I see all to the fucking end.
Yeah. whole lot of that girl want to be whole lot of names and now trying to be Ultra Omni when the girls didn't see her at first. Girl, if you really want to be carried about something, you would have been an Ultra Omni when they came around the first time.
Well, I was ready to go to the house of Legacy, honey. So when I walk
you
out,
better
the work. Like, mega mega, you know, when they go out, honey.
Okay. Ready for it. Beat Percy.
You must don't like her, honey.
Bro, I don't see
like
her.
Can we get a picture of her?
Thank you, Mark.
Can we get a motherfucking picture of Miss Ersie Paul?
All you got to do is go there and you looking at Ersie.
So why her name Ersie Paul now?
Can we see what this motherfucking Ersie Paul looks like, honey?
Girl,
she
don't fuck with her.
That goddamn devil worship shit, that pig laugh. That goddamn voodoo language shit.
You just mad because you
don't
know
her,
that's all.
Girl,
let me get very naive, girl, and not know I'm pig Latin.
I'm the one who called out that she's speaking pig Latin, so how do I not know that what the fuck she's saying? What are
you
talking about?
Voodoo,
right, you
said
voodoo.
Because I'm being smart. I said because she over there talking that pig Latin, that hoodoo voodoo shit, because I'm being smart about it, honey. I knew she was saying pig Latin. God damn.
Oh, well, we sorry.
Somebody said, how do Tiffany not know her native tongue?
That's right.
Tiffany, they are coming and they are sending for you tonight.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Girl, who is sending for me, Naima, girl? You always
girl,
want
not
somebody coming
for
me
sister.
And sending for me.
Oh,
ooh,
that
ooh.
Hurt my throat.
Ooh, I'll be there. I mean, but I'm saying, y'all keep talking about somebody coming and sending for me, girl. Where are they at?
But you know what,
don't
you? I'm gonna tell you something. Even though you're a big girl, you are sitting big girl. I can't give it to you, bitch. You classy and you dress fat, bitch, and your face be on. So
and
I can't say that.
Numbers.
Huh? I don't give a shit if it's paint by numbers. She do be fitting. Y'all had to really give it to that lady for that.
Tiffany do paint, but I just wish she would stop painting like a drag queen.
When you talk, all I hear is wah, 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 wah. It's a big girl can't take. Somebody wishes the big girl can't take, honey. Somebody had me on the switchboard, honey.
Bitch, you gotta wave your church finger at Switchboard. Switchboard is turning it tonight.
Mm-hmm. Always on point, always on cue.
Oh, child.
Damn. Girl, don't worry about it.
What the
still
wait
for White
so,
Dan,
so Dan, how old are you?
How old are you?
I mean, how old are you? I'm 30.
How old are you? 33.
How old is the other side? Oh, no.
How old is the other side? Oh, shit.
That is so serious. She tried me.
Bitch.
I'm only going to take it from her since she got gray back hair now.
Oh, girl, child, leave my body alone, honey. We talking about you.
No man
we talking
wants
about
to
you,
trust
Ursula.
Nobody wants to touch that body.
Child, we talking, child, clearly nobody wants to touch that body,
you
Ursula.
You can't take my sexy dick, man.
I just threw up all in my mouth.
Girl. We told you not to eat before you swallow.
Child. Clearly you don't even eat. You just swallow.
Oh.
Babies and chickens and whole lambs.
Oh, Lord. A blood of Jesus.
Now, Paulie.
I need a prayer from Ashley right now. Everybody be quiet. Oh, no.
No, we won't be doing any of that, honey.
First, giving honor and glory to God. And
oh, wow.
Y'all know what movie I saw last night? Y'all know what movie came on last night? I haven't seen this movie in years. I gagged, bitch. I happened to just turn over in the middle of my sleep, and I was like, oh, no. And I haven't seen this movie in a long time. It was Shaka Zulu.
Oh, no.
You
come on Black History Month.
It come on all the time, Black History Month. I'd be like, God damn, how many nights this shit come
Shaka
on
Zulu
BBC?
Came up?
Mm-hmm. Who said Milan was the star of that?
Milan is the star of the Dark Claw.
No, Shaka Zulu. No, you got to get into it. They was much younger. Shaka Zulu, the Dark Claw was supposed to be the bootleg prequel to Shaka Zulu.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah. Y'all better leave that name alone.
Wait a minute. Everybody make sure, don't forget again, tomorrow's Jasmine's State of the Emergency with her special panelists. Please don't forget tomorrow's topic is going to be the State of Emergency show on mental illness. Tiffany will sure be joining in on the cast along with Bishop for that episode. So make sure that you tune in.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to fight Jasmine.
I'm going to have to call her, honey, and talk to mother because
we're gonna have to have our prayer warriors on the line, honey, for that.
Okay. Jasmine over there playing, that's what it is.
No, that is really tomorrow's topic.
Get Granny and my
she's posting it. It's posted on
Facebook.
Oh, she really serious.
It's in the Tea Party room. Yes, my aim of tomorrow's topic is
darling.
It's mental illness.
Naima.
Oh, Jazzy.
Hi.
Hey, Jazzy.
Hi.
I wanted to tell you, thank you so much, honey, that day when you gave me a few little pointers about the switchboard. You know, I still kind of messed it up a little bit, but, between me and my girlfriend, we're trying to get it.
Girl, but I was in the movie theater kicking at you because I was listening.
For real.
Mm-hmm.
It was a whole mess that doggone night, honey.
So how was the show night, Matt? You have it on Sundays, right?
You said what?
You have the show on Sundays?
On Thursdays and Sundays, yeah.
Yeah.
What night did we listen? Was that Thursday night we was listening?
Mm-hmm.
Might have been Thursday.
And Jason
Thursday,
13 times.
Yeah, Thursday was like STDs, and Sunday was about Is There a God?
You know what? No shade. I know the Illuminati is real now. Now that motherfucking Naima got her own show.
Oh,
Illuminati, there's some serious shit going on.
Oh, God.
And this Thursday we're gonna talk about the nutrition. Jasmine, you seen the oh no, you haven't really been in the room. I want to say, have you seen the post lately that my sister had been putting up, but you haven't seen it? It's about different plants, human foods and different brands of waters and stuff like that. You know, we're gonna get into that on Thursday. When you get a chance, Jasmine, there's a couple links in there. I want you to take a look at.
So are y'all
going
to talk about nutrition classes?
No, we're not having
Dave calling so he can talk about his nutritional food diet.
No, what it is it's just like random different topics or stuff like that, you know, that that be going on, you know, in the world or what have you like that. We, you know, because at Sunday I think we're supposed to be talking about the war. That's dealing with
South Korea,
you know, stuff like that. So we're going to be covering, like, the different, you know, topics and stuff like that and everything. But definitely a lot of, you know, it's not going to be just all, like, aliens and, you know, and secret societies and all that, you know, man, and stuff like that. It's like, we're going to cover, like, a lot of different, like, you know, topics. Like, if y'all were in the room or whatever like that, you see we talk about every different thing, you know, everything in there. So.
Well, best of luck to you.
Oh?
Best of luck.
I'm dead.
Okay.
Why? Because I said best of luck. And I
but you were kidding at me, James. I told you it was a full mess because it was just trying to work that, and you don't know who. I had to figure out the little thing beside the person's phone number when they asked you to press 1. Because people say they were press 1, and it was hitting me on my inbox. It was like, bitch, why don't you take callers? I was like, I don't know if y'all really press the 1 or not.
So,
you know, I had to stay off the drugs.
Yes.
But wait a minute. So, Jasmine, so really tomorrow is mental, the whole show is going to be about mental illness?
We're going to be talking about mental illness.
And why the girls think they film plays.
Oh, this is funny.
I don't have to justify or speak. First of all, I don't have no mental illness. I'm a motherfucking high school and college graduate for one motherfucking thing. Now, let me get you to understand or something, bitch, while you still going to technical goddamn vocational school.
Who is she going to have?
All right.
I'm trying to figure out who
she's going to second of all, I don't have no motherfucking mental illness. Third of all, honey, I am what I am, and that's all the fuck I'm a goddamn say about that. I'm tired of y'all coming for me.
Well, yeah, what was the movie that you seen the other night when I had told to you?
It was good, but let me get back to Tiffany. Just because a person has a college degree or anything doesn't mean they don't have mental illness.
I don't have mental illness. That's what I'm trying to stress. There's nothing mentally wrong with me, honey. I don't have any mental illness. I'm very stable, honey. And I don't got the time.
I don't know, sis. I got a degree, but I'm a little tick, tick, boom. I don't know.
But baby, listen, one of the signs of people being mentally ill is denial.
Yes, that's true. That is very true.
So, Tiffany, are you mentally ill?
No.
See, there we go.
We're going to get Costa going to call in tomorrow because he's a therapist. He's a sex therapist.
But is he? He can't.
Well, he could come put the lotion on my skin and give me a happy ending.
Costa could be my sex therapist any day.
Right. Clothing with lotions without no light on.
Jasmine?
Yes?
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Sean.
I live for Sean.
Sean, a troublemaker.
You know I live for Sean.
Okay.
I do. Bitch, I get life.
You know, I just can't get over this.
He does not want you to catfish him. God damn.
No.
Sean's going
to
have to be a regular. I want
you
to call tomorrow and be
a catfish. You want me to call in tomorrow?
Yeah, I want you to sit with us the whole night.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much. I would enjoy that.
Child,
what's your question?
Oh my God, that's a lot of audition. We was doing seat filler positions. We should have had motherfucking auditions, honey.
Because that damn,
should have
got damn, honey. Tiffany,
you didn't seat filler? Are you filler? Wait a minute, what is a seat filler? Okay, wait a minute. Enrique is not a seat filler. I am gone. Enrique is there. You have to deal with it.
on with him.
She tries that with that C filler.
Why? First of all, I'm not the one who came up with C filler. Okay, first of all.
Wait, how are you going to be filling other people's
teeth? I ain't got to explain a goddamn thing. I ain't got to explain a motherfucking thing,
then
honey.
Why you
I ain't the one who came up. I'm not. You're right.
Yes,
because
I, I am the unapologetic Jason Prince. Thank you.
Exactly.
Now,
ask your question.
Yes.
It's so rude. Go ahead, Sean. You had a question?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to. No. I really didn't have a question, honey. It was just like, I just can't get over Miss Sandy Dior. She takes me.
Let me say this.
Sandy
was at the little memorial today, and
okay.
I guess she felt as though that she had to make amends for what she did, because she kind of lightweight tore it up tonight. No slipping, no falling. She was on beat. She kind of did. I'm going to put up the video like a little later on, if not tomorrow. She was kind of on her beat.
Listen, let me
explain something to y'all, okay? And this is where, you know, I think we get lost in this whole, oh, that's just fucked up and y'all were acting like this and doing it. It's really just a moment. We're not talking about Sandy being an awful vulgar or anything.
Right.
She fell onto the ground, and it was very funny. I'm sorry. She didn't get hurt.
Right. Actually,
when
a lot of people fall.
No,
I'm
but
sorry.
She rolled into that fall, though. You gotta
right, exactly.
That. Like, after
don't
she
get
fell,
me wrong.
Rolled.
I'm not saying if she had got hurt, it would have been a totally different story. They wouldn't have been anything funny about that. But the fact
right.
that woman got up, bitch, that was a motherfucking key. I don't care what
I keyed, bitch. I keyed when Kelly fell. I keyed years ago. Oh, y'all
right. You know, like, y'all got to stop with this double-edged sword thing. You know, like, you can't sit and enjoy the shit, and then when it happens to somebody that you know or care about or you got this, like, chip on your shoulder. It don't work that way. Like,
I remember years ago, the
work.
State-to-state ball, that state-to-state ball where some girl was swinging her face. She didn't have no hair. She was just swinging her head, bitch, and bitch mama did a face front dip, bitch, and the whole audience went down.
Oh, no.
What year was that? 2004, 2005, when they had that state-to-state ball, and I think she was one of the Boston girls or one of the B-more girls. Mama was swinging that head around, and mama took that face first dip, bitch, and self-stopped the whole entire ball, bitch, and the girls were gone.
It's just a matter of Sandy can't do what she used to, honey. And you know she can't do 2 and 3 and 4 bags before she come out anymore. So she
can't.
Why are you
saying that lady on bags? That lady could have
been
too much
liquor. Oh, Sandy said 3 or 4 bags.
Not
1 and 2, but 3 and 4.
Bitch, Sandy, no shade. She still got it. I was at that mini ball at the thing. She still got it. She still vogues. It's just, you know, that incident that happened on camera was funny as shit, bitch. I mean, you can't deny
it really
that.
Was.
It was the key. I mean, what do you want to say? What are you going to say?
Especially
y'all remember when she
had
no
cartwheels? Mother was feeling it, honey. She looked like she was giving you very, back in the Karate Kid when Mr. Miyagi was showing the child how to wash the windows and wipe off. Bitch, she looked like she was giving you very wipe on, wipe off, bitch. I was like, come on, bitch. She bring it down. And then, honey, when she did, I said, oh, bitch, she did a tumbleweed roll, honey. I said, all right. And we going to keep it.
But you know, it's no shade, though. If mama didn't slip, because I've seen Sandy perform a many a motherfucking time, and that bitch will give you a show. I mean, hands.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah, Miss Sandy don't play the radio. And when she be feeling it, she will feel
yeah.
it, bitch. She will give
exactly.
you a show.
Right.
She will definitely give you what you're looking for, honey.
And we're going to keep some more.
You know, sometimes the girls just had it nice, you know, like Kelly did, you know, at the latex ball, you know, when that ankle was getting ready to come up out of that shoe.
Ooh.
Or another
time,
lucky. You know, when
she, y'all lucky. It's like 2:40. You know, damn well Kelly would have been coming through.
Oh, she'll get me later. I know my sister again. She'll get me later, honey. But before she does, though, I'll get mine out first because I know she'll try to turn me later over. But honey, we're gonna talk about. I still got that video clip when she was out in the Midwest, honey, and she. When she
oh, the Estrada ball, bitch,
yeah,
that leg.
Oh,
Valley. she wasn't ready for that. I don't think she was ready for that.
I love it. Because when Kelly, when she getting hung by the fucking mole bitch, they be like,
she
Kelly, and this, and she be feeling it, bitch. You were like, yes, bitch, I want to feel it with you, honey. And then, you know,
and
sometimes.
That lady came out. Bitch, she was like, and that's all she wrote.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. I love her, though. Well, she tried to turn me, honey, and post a picture up of me or something like that, honey. Then I had to go in my archives.
Oh.
You know I got a, you know I got a few pics of her, honey.
What are y'all doing, swapping pictures of the footlong? What are you doing?
Wait a minute. You always talking about somebody swapping something with the footlong. Stick to me. You want a piece of the footlong.
No,
oh,
that's
my goodness.
Oh, shit. My body is not equipped past 10 and a half. Sorry.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
I got
wait
lizards.
A minute.
No, you got. No, you said Devin. I got walls.
Right, bitch. I got limits.
Girl. Bitch, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold up. Wait. Pause. 10 and a half is like average to you?
No, I said she goes up 2.
Oh my God. And Enrique, you talk about walls, bitch, with 10 and a half, how many you think you're gonna have left after me?
I'm sure that he needs 12, honey.
No, he said he said he had walls. I said, you mean you have walls if you don't wanna go past 10.
Right, bitch. I'm trying to keep that, honey.
A girl.
With 10 and a half.
Ain't nobody worried about no stale goodies, honey.
Oh,
That box is expired, honey.
Who got a stale box?
I'm talking about Jess's, honey. That box is definitely outdated, honey.
You the hater?
None of your gifts in your attic, honey.
Oh, you ain't tight. Motherfucker is against the idea, honey.
Somebody get up in that building, honey, and knock a couple
doors
off. And double want to
leave.
No, they definitely going to want to leave.
Well, that's because you condemning the trade left to right, don't mean
excuse me, not too much, okay?
You're not going to like
me. Cause
I don't try to put long. You're not going to try to
flop. Listen, okay, you know what? See, now you done came for me. Now I'm going to sit for you.
No, we're
okay.
Not going to sit for anybody. We're going to stop this right now.
No.
Yes.
This is how we're going to do this, okay?
Swing.
You know what? This is how we're going to do this.
What'd you say, Jazzy?
Did I do it?
Huh?
I haven't done it all night. Do y'all really want to do it?
Oh, shit.
Do what? What?
Send y'all to the
chamber. Wait, you can't do that because I'm on Enrique's phone.
Oh, Lord.
Bye.
Send y'all back home.
Aha.
Well, I can't hear what Jasmine is saying. What'd you say, Jasmine?
She about to send you one-on-one with Dev.
So it's actually going to be a three-way, so we're not doing that. Aha.
Well, some of them are used to three ways.
Oh. Why?
No, I don't need to go in the back room with the beach ball.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't like big feet soccer balls trying to kick me. So, yes, you're right.
Oh, shit.
Won't be trying to climb me like you climbing the tree. Your three coat is lost.
It ain't my fault that you got hit by a bus and they thought that you was,
Are y'all going to all see the movie The Purge?
Yes,
Lord, honey.
That was
yes,
a nasty
the purge
preview.
Is going to be over.
I'm signing Red Snapper's petition.
Oh, shit.
Let me ask you something, Jasmine, because you're the only one who hasn't said what they would do. What would you do, or how would you have your house security if they really had something like that in America? Like, what would you do? Like, how would your house be like bootstrapped?
The same thing that Mark said. I would have to have a panic room.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You would have to have some type of security, you know, like the movie. They have that full security, and I would hope that the motherfucker, whoever's in there with me, is not opening the door, feeling sorry for somebody that's outside. Cause
I'm flinging their ass out there with them.
Yeah, they'll go right out there with them, honey. I ain't got time for that.
Right, thank you, but you got to go with them. Goodbye.
I mean, I'm sure once we watch the movie, it'll be much deeper, and, you know, we'll have a better understanding, but, you know, child, that movie.
You can obviously tell those were white people, because, you know, you better not go to death.
That was crazy, though. Like, when I was really getting into, like, the trailer of it, I was just like, bitch. Like, you ever get into a movie or a clip or you ever see some Jasmine and you be, like, so zoned into it, like, almost to the where, I don't want to sound crazy when I say it, but you almost take on, like, the role of, like, you actually, like, embody being in the presence of whatever it is that's going on that you're watching. Have you ever gotten so deep into something that you actually watched that you actually felt like you was right there?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I kind of got like that with that movie a little bit. And even with that movie itself, you got to think about it. A lot of us, we can sit here and act like we're tough and, you know, we'll do it this way and we'll do it that way. But, I mean, a lot of us have hearts as well. And, you know, a lot of us may help, you know, thou neighbor and stuff. So, you know, if there is a situation and, you know, like, especially us because we've been through so much in our life, you know, if we've seen a whole bunch of people, you know, attacking somebody, we might, you know, sometimes step in or kind of read them and help that person up or something. It'll be an old person that fell and everybody just walking past them, or, you know, somebody may be having an asthma attack in the street and everybody's just looking at them like they're stupid. You know, I mean, I'm just using that as an example. So we never know what can happen in a situation like that. Those are the things that cross my mind when I look at stuff like that. Like, if I seen somebody outside and, you know, they're screaming for their life and they're being chased, would I, you know, step in and help them, or would I just close my blinds and walk away? And what kind of person am I to close my blinds and walk away? What does that say about me? You know, like, I don't know.
I wouldn't do that, but I'm the type of person is, my over-analytical process steps in right then and there, because my thing is, if you're screaming and there's nobody really behind you, or I don't see anybody running, then I'm just going to assume that you're trying to get in to do the same thing that you're claiming that these people want to do to you, to me. So it would be like a little red flag in my head, but I probably would let them in if I...
Yeah, there'll definitely be precaution, but, you know, I don't know. It's weird.
I would help, though. I mean, if I knew it was, like, you know, somebody getting chased and ready to get killed or beat or something, yeah, I would help.
I don't know, because I'm going to tell you something. I can't really say if I would really help the person or not, because when I got into it, I was just like, okay, so this happens once a year. Okay, so the crime is down all year round. The unemployment is like 1%, because I remember watching the clip, he said 1%, and, you know, all of these fabulous things is happening. It's just like this one particular night, and, you know, I don't know, because it's okay. I'm just thinking, like, if I was living in America, or this happened to be happening in America, or let's just say they announce on TV, let's say tomorrow we wake up, okay, and they say that we're going to do an experiment, a purge experiment or something like that on such and such a month, you know, a couple of months down the line or whatever like that. I'm going to tell you something. I know me. I would do every motherfucking thing I can to get any type of piece of change or money, whatever I could get, to get the nastiest some type of security system, steel windows, something like they had that movie or something like that. And I'm sorry, I don't know if I would really help somebody, because I would be so fucking paranoid in my house with my family, like, bitch, don't open that door, because just because we got these cameras right here doesn't mean that, you know, we not seeing somebody else, you know, or whatever the case. I don't know. I would just be really, really freaked out by something like that.
But think about this. How many times in our natural life now have we walked down the street and we might have seen somebody laying on the curb, and this recently happened to me, and a man was laying on the street, and so many other people just took the time to not, which I think is rude, to walk over him like he wasn't even there, not to see if he was okay, nothing like that. I actually stopped and called 911, because the man could have been dead, it could have been anything.
But you know what, Jason, I'm going to tell you something. I have a good heart, and I will feed a stray animal. But, you know, I'm going to tell you,
I pick and I choose who I would like. Like, let's say if it's like a homeless person, they're like, you know, I need money or I need to eat or something like that. I pick and choose, and I'm not saying that I'm being racist or I'm being funny. I don't want to say racist. I'm not saying I'm being funny when I say this, but I'm kind of funny when it comes to, like, helping people. Like, I help somebody if I have a discernment, you know, to help somebody. But if I really don't, I will, like, keep walking. Not to say that I'm ignoring you, I don't see it, because not everybody who you see is something wrong with them. Some people, and I'm not playing judge, jury, and God on nobody's time, so don't y'all think this. I'm not saying that they don't need help or that they probably really do need help or they could be hungry or whatever the case may be. You got a lot of motherfuckers that get high. You got some people who just don't refuse, just don't even work, they just want to do that and probably leave from there, probably driving a Benz, got a nasty house, but just want to beg or whatever like that. Don't want to work, don't want to do nothing, want to get their coin like that. You know, like I said, I'm not playing judge and jury on anybody's time. I just really just, it just has to be a discernment. It has to be something in me to want to, like, help, you know what I'm saying, or do something, you know, for somebody or whatever like that. Mm-hmm. Now, I've done more times when I was down here in Baltimore, and JC, you already know this. You know how the girls could be down there at Lexington Market, and, bitch, they be begging for the drawers off your back if they could get it.
Right.
And this one man was like, you know, can you, he was like, hey, miss, he said, miss, can you help me with a sandwich? And so I was like, okay, fine. I said, come on, let me go get you a sandwich. She said, no, I'd rather have the money. So I looked at him like, well, you said you want a sandwich, right? He said, yeah. I said, well, I'm going to get you a sandwich. I said, how much is a sandwich? He said, sandwich probably. That's what he told me. He said, the sandwich. I asked him, so how much would the sandwich be that you want? He said, oh, it's probably like $8, about $8, $10. I said, oh. I said, what kind of sandwich are you getting? So he was like, you know, I just rather take the money. That right there was just like a wake up call to me. I was just like, oh no, this shit I want to go to Jones.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. You won't get stolen on my coin, bitch. I'm not going to feed your habit.
That's why I tell them too. Like when drug addicts and drunks be outside, and they be like, could you help me? I'm trying to get me a bottle or something to smoke. I say, yeah, me too.
Ooh. But I don't know, Jasmine. I mean, I would have to, if I was in a situation like that, like, bitch, and they made an announcement on the news, like, the next, like, tomorrow or the next day, I would be out, bitch, doing scheming, doing whatever type of whatever I can to get a coin to try to fort knock my motherfucking house and just sit in here and wait that 24 hours out. Because y'all saw on the clip how it was, like, afternoon time or daytime or something like that, I think it was. And
they just walked
and
up and shot the man.
No, the announcer, the person, whoever said the government, and the government thing shot, or no, they said all of the police are now off duty or off work or whatever they said. And the government thanks you for your support or thanks you for something or some old shit like that. I was just like, oh, no.
And then
I mean, I'm not even going to lie to you. I mean, with the things that go on and the people, you know, if I had an enemy or something that I didn't like, because I don't really have too many of them now, you know, in my real life, but if I was in the state of that movie and I had enemies, I would probably go out and try to kill them.
Could you imagine, like, I think it was the daytime and the afternoon time. Could you imagine the motherfuckers going up to all the different stores, stealing TVs, going into the bank, doing all types of shit? Bitch, I would be afraid
of
my life.
I'd be one of them. I would.
If I know that day is coming, I will make sure I got all my supplies, I got everything, bitch, and I will lock that motherfucking house down. I'm not going out robbing nobody, because this is sure as shit is brown and green when it get up out of you. I will go out there and go call myself being cute and hit it up into a Whole Foods market or to a electronic store somewhere, honey. And I meet somebody on the other side. Like, where do you think you're going at? Matter of fact, take us to your house. No, bitch. We're not going to be out there amongst the girls. And it seemed like once the day, when the daytime went down to the evening and then it became night, it seemed like that whole night was long. Yeah.
Well, honey, it couldn't have been no worse than 40 days and 40 nights, bitch, because that motherfucking movie was terrible.
But you know what? I want just to take it off to another scale, and then I'm going to send my goodbyes after this. Have y'all ever kind of thought that don't you know, read me when I say this, but have you ever thought, like, with all of these different movies, sci-fi movies that's coming out, or, like, futuristic movies, or, like, this movie turns like this, okay, if you... Have y'all ever thought of it on a grander scale with all of these planets that's in the solar system and stuff like that, like somewhere in another solar system or another planet, like shit like that could really be happening? Like, because I know we're not the only type of species like us around. Y'all ever thought about like the people who be putting
up? Now that I could probably go with. I thought that myself, like, is there life on other planets? I've actually had that question with myself. I've always wondered that part. I don't know about the aliens, but I know about life on other planets. I've always wondered that part.
So you think it's life on the other side of your mirror?
No, I think it's life on other planets, bitch.
Well, on that note, honey, I just want to say that I enjoy King with y'all tonight, honey. You know, before the child come on saying that your bill's piling up, I just want to tell everybody that, you know, I enjoy King with y'all tonight. It's going to be a pill that's going to be a hard to swallow come tomorrow sitting with Jasmine. And the mental illness case is
falling
down. Oh,
it is definitely warm outside.
Calm down. So, yeah. So, Jazzy, I love you. And I love everybody. I enjoy King with y'all tonight and everything like that. And look forward to talking to y'all tomorrow and all that for us.
Good night.
Good night, Naima.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you all for listening. It's that time again. Don't forget to tune in to the State of Emergency tomorrow with Jazzy, where we will be dealing with mental illness with our special guest, Tiffany. Once again, I thank you all for listening. Continue to do so. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Good night.
Jason, call me.
Okay.